You're listening to another Racket Rock Actual Play. We'd like to thank our Patreon backers, starting with Michael Drescher.
Oi, Harkin! The amazing Amanda Denon.
Chatos.
Mike.
Steven Vest.
Yodlet.
Me.
Michael Davis.
And insert quest here. Thank you all for supporting us.
If you like...
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Dickhead. If you'd like to support us on Patreon... Fuck. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Mayonnaise!
The Ragnarok actual
play. But wait, Will, why did you stick your dick in it? I don't get it.
Huh? That's really weird and gross.
That's the whole bowl of pudding.
It's not very sanitary. I think it was necessary. We were kind of...
I was really looking forward to it. It was butterscotch.
Yeah. Butterscotch is really delicious. And now it's got...
I don't even like butterscotch, but I was excited.
Now it's like...
Just because everyone else was.
Butter...
I don't even get how that would feel good.
Yeah, why'd you do that, Will?
It's like pews.
So you guys can taste me.
Oh. That's my maybe one of the most disturbing. That's so nice.
Also, Ryan, if there is ever a time to isolate a clip.
Well, Shadows is the one who does that.
That's true. Shadows, we were all quiet. It's as good a recording as you're ever going to get.
I wonder, let's have a so you can taste me ringtone.
You can taste me. Was it so or is it I want you?
So you guys can taste me.
So drop my
I don't know, Chatos, make the ringtone.
Please. Don't just tell him to do it.
Yeah. I don't know where it
was. Anyway, now that we did that, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we will be playing Rasa. This is going to be the fifth installment of Rasa.
What color is it?
Purple. This is going to be part two of episode three, Belly of the Beast.
Oh, here it is.
This is our Fate Accelerated blank slate game. I'm Ed, I'll be running it.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Honey, twin sister of Will, who's playing a person Huey's got there right now.
And I'm Will, and I'm playing this guy named Jerry Callow. He's a tinkerer.
And I'm a techie girl.
And we are apparently...
The tech and the tink.
And we're apparently and twins.
The tech and the tink. I'm older by seconds.
Was a rapid
and
you
stole... Pew, pew! And she stole my sword.
I defeated you for it.
Go on!
I'm Eric. My character isn't anyone's sister, so it's really sad. But his name is Rick LaFontaine.
He might have a sister.
He might.
He may have been someone's sister once, you don't know.
That's true, it's entirely possible. He was the doctor. He found out a lot of stuff about himself last episode.
He sure did.
You know, I was at a hospital the other day, and I was walking through the maternity ward, and I was wondering why they had padding all over the walls and catcher's mitts hanging everywhere. I guess it makes sense.
For the twins.
I was wondering about that skee ball setup.
Some of those babies really have some mustard on them.
Yeah.
All right, hey, everybody. I
get shot out with a lot of, I was going to say elbow grease, but I guess vagina grease?
Some women really work those kegels.
The Lamaze classes are really intense these days.
Did I, or did I not? Do vaginal juices.
How much of our audience did we just lose?
Everyone. Chatos.
Hi, Chatos.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Cole Daniels. He is the smooth shark. He'll do anything to win. And he is a squash superstar.
Where's the bumpy shark?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm playing Liam Big O O'Toole. He's a retired boxer. He's a big guy with a big heart and a big fist to punch you in your big mouth, you big jerk.
He's like Spinner.
I'm Spinner.
I want to see that movie again. It's been a while.
It's a good movie.
It's been a while.
Alright, so let's do our previously on Rasa. Ryan, start us off with something you remember from last game.
Okay, we met
George Clooney's character from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, who is locked in a prison cell underground.
For question marks.
For question marks. He doesn't know how long he's been there, potentially since the 1930s. We let him out, and he has been a dubious ally as of yet.
And he's chilling on the ship with what's-his-face.
Otto.
Didn't he say that he didn't know there was a Second World War, so
yeah.
It's got to be
well, because,
the 40s?
Well, that's when he was taken from.
You said
that
something about
mean,
World War II, and he said there was a second one?
Well, that's when he was taken from, but we don't know if he immediately came here or if
right.
he was, like, pulled through time.
Right.
You know the pirate, there are pirates on the island, but you don't know if
from
they
the
pulled 1800s. Through time or if... Yeah.
Well, I mean... Yeah.
Where they pulled their time,
or they just immortal. Yeah.
We also barely escaped getting crushed by a dragon.
A dragon skeleton.
Dragon skeleton.
And then I kicked a circle of sticks, and it turned into a stick centipede, and we killed it.
Got the thing taken care of. That's the sound it made when
I was readjusting my straw and made a loud noise.
People have complained about that before. Like,
we'll
literally
readjusting
that thing.
A straw.
Yes, yeah, straw scraping.
Because it's a terrible noise.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
I apologize. That was. Don't do it!
Yeah, what would you do to get her? It's like no one likes
you. We have to get it out. Get out of our systems.
I don't know.
No, we didn't.
No.
Well, I did.
All right, Alex, what do you remember from the last dummy?
I just said.
Sticks out of here.
Oh, my lawyer.
And after that, we found an alien ship that was, set was on, like, low battery mode. So we talked to the AI... Who taught me and Eric how to fix the ship.
Yep.
And we did.
Well, Ryan and I taught the ship to make whiskey.
And we found it also, not only is it a flying ship, it has a roving mode or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we had wheels, and it's now wheeling us to our next destination.
Which is something that
yeah.
Ed will tell us when he gets back from the bathroom.
Okay, can I
don't remember anything.
Can I just say that this is total bullshit? Because when I would get up to go to the bathroom, all you guys do is bitch about how you're chained up in my basement.
What?
But Ed goes and gets up and goes to the bathroom, and
what
everybody
are you talking
here,
about?
Everybody
I don't know
here
going on.
Just keeps on going.
Ryan, we love being chained up in your basement.
Yeah,
yeah
it's from yeah,
what
are
you talking about?
Experience.
It was their favorite thing.
Can't
never complain about it.
Alright, I'll feed you.
Help
guys
us not complain about it, is what we said.
Alright, so, Marl, no, Will, you weren't here last game.
No, I was not, so I'm
Eric,
ready.
What do you remember from last game?
Well, we finished really the main, like, the crux of what happens, but I also found out about a lot of stuff about my character.
Like what?
I found out that Rick, he saved, shoot, I'm bad with names.
Bob. Connie!
He said Connie.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry.
He saved Connie and Jerry from getting hurt in a museum. And he also found out he has a wife,
mm-hmm.
or potentially had a wife, because there is some conflict with her over how much he was working. And she told him to leave, but it was never really left certain in his flashback whether that resolved itself or whether they're broken up.
It's all going to blow
over. All right, does anybody else have anything they want to add to that?
I would like to add, could you pass me Orion?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the game, basically.
We also learned that Bob, who appears in all of our flashbacks, has some weird immunity to the island,
mm-hmm.
and is important for some reason.
He's our guy with the cheese.
He's the...
Which is a Buffy reference.
Yes.
Yeah, totally, I know.
Yeah. At least you guys didn't dream about the guy with the cheese.
Did he turn out to be anything?
I think he showed up in one episode later on.
He's a man in white. No, that's not right.
All right. So
now I'm gonna Google it.
The last thing that happened was that you guys were on the ship, and where were you headed?
We were headed to the Russian missile silo, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Russia? The abandoned Soviet missile silo.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Alright, so you guys are on your way to the abandoned Soviet missile silo. And as you are driving the vehicle, because you got it to... It's a land vehicle also. You pass by a mysterious marble statue with an indistinguishable face. So,
I want the computer to scan it.
What?
I want the computer to scan it.
Okay. So, Will, how tall is the statue? Is it like a colossus, or is it
14 inches?
I'm gonna say it's like a medium sized statue.
that's not
big. Not colossus, but like big enough to like
in measurements.
Like, medium.
It's a medium.
He wears like a 32.
Yeah,
maybe 50 feet high. I don't know.
Okay.
Right. It can move 1 5-foot square.
We don't know. 50-foot statue is a medium statue for Will.
Okay.
And how big is the Statue of Liberty?
I don't know.
More than 50 feet.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
53. Are you looking it up?
Is it really a statue? Oh, it's a statue of Liberty.
Wow, they call me stupid.
I don't. It might be called a statue. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a statue.
That was a little Groucho Marx there.
Wow, they call me stupid.
Anyway, so it's like what, Lincoln Monument size?
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty. Well, the statue is 151 feet and 1 inch, but from ground to the torch with the pedestal and everything is 305 feet.
Yeah, most of it is, a lot of it is the base.
Man, that 1 inch is really what kicks into the
Well, it's 46 meters.
Right, so you ask the statue to scan it, and you...
Computer, shit to scan it.
Yeah.
Hey, statue, scan yourself.
All right. Look at that way it's on. So you ask the ship to scan the statue.
Statue, what are you?
And you hear a humming as the scanner sweeps over the statue, and an image of the statue forms, and it is.
Sorry, we lost the beeps, the sweeps, and the bleeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
Creeps.
The creeps. That was it.
Too many creeps.
Statue composed of unknown polymer. And it shows an image, and it is
crash batch it now.
Polymer, I barely know her.
It is about 50 feet tall. It's humanoid in shape.
Yeah.
The arms are missing.
It's Justice.
And its face has been worn away.
It's got that extra breast.
It's Justice from the Fifth Element.
I do not know what is more disturbing. The fact that the whole statue isn't there, or that it only has four toes.
Never found out why.
It was Anubis, it wasn't human. I guess when the ancient Egyptians carved the giant statue, like one of them was like, he only has four toes, right? No, you idiot. Oh.
I'm just a fucking idiot.
He does now. Good thing it's on this island that no one will see.
So yeah, it's made of an unknown polymer. It's humanoid shaped. It has no arms, and the face has been worn away.
Well, that's weird.
You can make a clever.
Sure.
I'm too busy having my
son with that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Plus four.
I got plus six.
At the top of the head. It looks like there's a spot where there should be horns, but they're broken off.
Question, is the statue level on the ground with us, and then, like, the cavern here is extra tall to fit it, or is it sunken down, so we're, like, not looking at the base of it?
Let's say it's sunken in.
Okay. Oh, that's the statue. Yeah.
It's supposed to get horns, though.
Yeah. No.
It's like a devil statue.
Meyer, make it clever.
I can clever.
Nine times.
You remember that Laredo's avatar in Land of Warfare was...
The devil?
It was a tiefling type of creature.
So it might be a tiefling. Might be Laredo.
You guys remember meeting Laredo, and he looked human.
That's what Laredo wants to be.
It's like a statue of Laredo.
He looked pretty human last time I met him.
Well, when I met him, he was a tiefling bard.
Okay.
A what?
A bard.
World of Warcraft.
Land of Warfare.
Or Land of Warfare.
A bard, he doesn't, you know, buffs. He's more like a support character. He buffs you. His songs and stuff like that.
Tiefling, it's like a part demon creature.
Creatures.
Yep. Fucking kobolds.
A what?
Don't worry about it.
Small goblin like
creature.
Smells like cabbage.
Small hands.
Is it like a Statue of Liberty? We can climb inside of it?
Why do you want to go inside the statue? Let's just keep going to the missile side.
I never say no to a tourist trap.
Cool.
But you just called it a trap. Sure. Why would you want to go in?
Is the statue hollow?
Computer, statue hollow.
Unknown. The polymer is... the polymer will not allow my scanners to go through.
Well,
you get a piece of it?
For what?
Well, it's an unknown polymer.
Yeah, that's true. It is an unknown. You can always, like, get a piece of it and scan it, and then we can discover what it is, and then we go in the history books, because then we can discover a brand new polymer.
Discover.
Discover. Let's get it.
All right, I guess we'll...
I'm gonna wait here.
I'll go. We're the nerds of the group.
All right. No, Cole,
I'm
heard,
too,
but
I'm drinking.
Cole heard that, you know, there's a possibility for acquiring fame and wealth, so he's gone along.
So just the three of you?
Yeah. We'll
I got a gig to get to. I'm going to stand in the door and watch... But I'm not going.
Shit, put on the game.
So the three of you...
It's time to play the game.
The three of you make your way towards the statue.
Well, leaves his little TV.
and as you get closer... As you get closer... You can see that it looks really old and it's really worn. Like, yeah, the face is worn away and the horns are broken off and the arms are missing. Those are like the obvious bits, but like as you get closer, you notice that it looks like it was once intricately detailed and carved. Like it looks like this is a statue of somebody who might have been a military figure. And there's like an insignia, and you can tell that it's like a raised part of it. It's like a bas relief almost carved into the chest.
Okay.
But it's starting to warp and fade, so it's not. It looks. You can tell by looking at it that it should have been a sharper contrast, yeah. And it's starting to like. So it's very old.
Interesting.
And make me a careful check.
Sounds good.
All of us are just
whoever's there.
Not me.
Oh my god.
Plus four.
Plus four pluses.
Plus one.
Alright, so at the base, at the back of the statue. There is a stone staircase that wraps around it, leading up to the very top of it.
Hmm. Okay, I'll climb it.
All right,
carefully.
You gonna follow him?
I'm gonna carefully climb it.
I think I'll wait here.
All right, so the two of you make careful because it's a steep.
You guys go ahead. I'll guard the
Buster
statue.
You're all looking good from over here.
Meyer?
It's a four.
Okay.
That's a three.
All right, so you guys get to the top without much of a problem, and when you reach the top, there is a huge crack in the top,
and but
you look down into the crack, and there is a rope leading down into the statue.
Into the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zimba.
Oh no. That crack does not, you know, look stable.
It's pitch dark in the statue, so you have no idea what's. You see, there's a crack, it's in the very, like, crown of the skull. And
we don't have lights or anything with us? We'll stay. Oh, I should have brought lights in the spaceship.
And my drone.
Okay. So you can send your drone in.
I'll send my drone in.
So you send your drone and it goes down and down and down, and you're pretty sure you're further than the stat. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, it, you should have hit
like bottom. Yeah, more than 50 feet.
Yeah, you go down more than 50 feet.
Yeah.
And then, like, you judge that, like, so the statue is maybe, like, sunken into the ground navel high.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if the statue is 50 feet navel high, it's 100 feet.
Okay.
All the way down. Mm-hmm. You feel like you've gone 100 feet, okay, and you're still going down.
This is a deep freaking...
The rope is still there.
Yeah. Good thing we didn't go down. I'm not sure we can climb down a 100-foot rope.
Down's easy.
The rope is still there, and let's say you go down and eventually you hit bottom and you're in...
How far was that about? The guesstimation, I guess.
Make clever.
Okay.
Make clever.
Oh, no.
Make clever. Maya, make clever.
That's not as good. Two.
You would guess somewhere between... 250 and 350.
Okay.
The drone would have, because he's using, you're using a remote control. The drone would have the depth on it, or like the amount of distance it is from the controller, so that you don't lose the drone.
Okay, so 350 feet.
Okay.
However, the so yeah, you're about 350 feet down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you see. Mm. It's a dark cave, and there are passages in each direction. You actually see sort of a reddish glow coming towards the cave, towards the rest, the left.
Oh, wow.
And we'll say that there's a thermometer, like a temperature.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very high temperature coming from that direction.
Wow.
Liquid hot magma. Well, there are magma pools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like goes to the funnel of lava.
Hmm.
Interesting.
What do you guys see up there?
We ain't found nothing.
If you're a character, you would quote Spaceballs. You might say that.
Yeah. We ain't found shit.
Then what are you still doing up there?
She's kidding. We found a hole.
Why would you say the first name?
It's a movie quote.
I know. I've seen Spaceballs. But why would you say it if you found something?
Space what?
Because it ain't space nothing. Balls. It's just a big hole. There's nothing in a hole. It's just a ghost through tunnels and magma.
Wow.
Lava. Magma.
What a hole.
It's nothing. It's like a 350 foot hole that goes into like a tunnels that this is lava's in. So it's really nothing.
It sounds like a lot more than nothing.
I mean, it's not useful to us.
Did you get a sample of the polymer?
I'm doing it now, man. I saw this hole and I investigated it first. You want... I'm gonna send my drone back up.
Okay, so before you send it up, you look down.
Yeah.
And you see a black and red blur go by the drone.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
And the heat signature is like off the chart. Like, you can't even read it.
Oh, forget that. I'm going up and I don't want to destroy my drone. Sling it back up. Don't want to destroy my drone.
So you bring it up.
Yeah.
Was the Shadow the Hedgehog? That?
I don't...
Could have been dead.
Listen. When it comes up, I'm going to pull the sword out, cutting the rope.
Okay. So the drone...
can't come and... Well, if it was that hot, it would burn the rope, wouldn't it?
You must burn the rope.
Depends on what the rope's made of.
Yeah. Wait.
You don't have to wait till the drone comes up, because the drone's not climbing the rope.
Yeah, no, I'll cut the rope. I'm going to cut the rope.
I'm gonna
sample the rope too.
Okay. So you grab the rope, you obtain a sample of the statue.
Yeah.
How are you going to break a piece of it off?
The statue.
Sword.
You want me to destroy your sword?
Well, you try to see if it'll scrape off or something. You don't know how strong it is.
It's pretty dumb, man. I'll destroy the sword.
I mean, even if it's like a soft metal.
Yeah, I'll destroy your sword. Yeah.
No, maybe I have. Maybe, because I'm a tinkerer, maybe I have a pistol.
If you spend a fate point,
I'll have a chisel.
Alright, so
reach into my bag of tricks. And
your brother reaches into his satchel and pulls out a chisel.
Never know when you're gonna need your trusty chisel.
I know you artists get that chisel. You always bring it.
Hey, you never know when you need it.
Yeah, that's true.
And look,
Chizzy the chisel.
I also reach into my satchel and pull
out we don't need
a small.
Listen, you know
mallet.
When we don't need your chisel? When we go to the beach. When we go to Disney World.
Never know what you got chiseled there.
They won't let me in with a chisel.
I know they won't, but you still brought it. And then there's a whole thing.
I'm just picturing like a smash cut to Will getting patted down by Disney World security. You never know when you're gonna need a chisel.
It's like the scene in The Mask where he's getting patted down and pull a bazooka out of his pocket.
Sir, why do you have a mallet and a chisel?
You never know when you need it.
Why don't I have a mallet and a chisel?
After taking the chisel, I start hitting the polymer.
All right, so... Will, do you want a flashback?
Sure. Every time I go to Disney, I hack off a piece of big thunder.
He never knows when he needs a chisel.
All right, so as you're...
Ding, 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 ding. That time you needed a chisel and you didn't have one.
Woe is me! what memory of using a chisel is he having, Ryan?
You just said it. I'm just kidding. Blanking on people's names. Connie and
Jerry
are in the forest, and Connie has snagged her ankle in between two rocks, and Jerry is luckily he needs the chisel. If only I had a chisel, he could free her instantly, but he doesn't have one.
All right, so you're furiously trying to pull the rock away, you're not strong enough.
I've got this leather punch, but no chisel.
And we're not supposed to be there.
And in the distance, you hear kids. Out there, kids.
Connie, come on, help! Help me! Move your leg!
I can't do anything. I'm like stuck. You get me out of there.
I'm trying.
Look for something. Maybe there's like a chisel out here or something.
You're being awful quiet.
Why is that?
I'm trying to find something hard enough to break the rock with, or something to smash it with.
Look for a lever.
What?
A lever.
A lever. So
or a bigger rock.
No, Will, this is a flashback. You don't have to do rolls in flashbacks. Yeah. Just,
ooh,
what,
maybe,
what do you do?
I pull out my bazooka.
Oh, wait. Maybe I find the chisel.
Listen, this is not like Dwarf.
Okay, so you look around, and you see there's an abandoned like campsite with like a makeshift like lean-to shed.
Mm-hmm.
And you look over and you see a toolbox.
Oh, I run the toolbox.
If you have a saw, just do 145 hours.
I run the so Jerry runs the toolbox, finds the toolbox. Probably locked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just chisel the lock open.
Jerry,
no!
And he finds a decent sized stone and tries breaking the lock.
All right, so you pick up a stone and you smash the lock. Oh, there you go, making noise. I know where you are.
If it comes, just run, okay?
No, I will not leave you.
Don't go. Just go.
I will not leave you.
Let's go. So one of us is
going to keep. I smash till the lock breaks.
Listen, don't be a fucking hero. Just. I'm stuck. You're free.
I'm just on the other side of the. I'm just a few feet away.
I'm gonna pick a rock up and then chuck it.
Maybe you've split up. Well, I can take my time. He starts to head towards the rock you threw.
All right. So at this point, I look at the lock, and if I hit it one more time, and it comes off. And sure enough, there's a whole box of...
Right.
Chisels. Tools and chisels and stuff.
The longer this takes, the better it's gonna be.
And I grab the mallet and the chisel.
Why is that going to the fucking...
And I run to get her.
Alright, so as you're running, you slip. You trip because there's a trip wire.
Oh, God.
And you go face down right in front of her.
Something rattles, and you see that there's wires. There's wires strung across the trees, and there's teeth on the wires, kind of clicking together.
Pistipple was here.
Pistipple was here.
What'd you find?
I quickly pick up the chisel and the hammer, and start.
You hear the footsteps getting closer.
Yeah, and I start hammering at the
closer.
Hurry up!
Oh, hurry!
Now
hurry.
You're at a run.
I bang it one big hole.
Just as you crack through it, from behind the tree, who appears, Alex?
From behind the tree?
Yeah.
The Bob guy.
Hey.
Bob.
What? Oh, God, Bob.
How's it?
That's not Bob's voice tonight.
It could be your voice before.
Well, then. Children, I think it's about time you and I played our little games. And he's holding a shotgun. Why don't you both stand on up?
I guess we stand up, right?
I kind of motion to like pocket me the chisel or something.
Why don't we make our way to that campsite over there?
Alright.
I have the mallet. He has the chisel.
Now pocket.
Well, she has the chisel.
he sits down on a lounge, like a beach chair. And he puts his feet up on a log. What do we do now?
They don't want Larry calling the gun to us, so...
I just want to know why you ran. I thought we were having such a good time.
That was not a good time.
Very not good.
I came and I rescued you from that miserable life of yours. You living in your mother's basement and you.
Aren't we just children?
What?
Aren't we just children at this point?
Yeah.
So why are we living in my mother's basement?
You have your... That's where your bedroom is.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
You living downstairs in your mother's basement. Mm-hmm. And you... Yeah. Always in your room studying with no friends. With that fat cow mooning over you all the time.
Listen, Bobby boy. Try and just, you know what? I don't got a time. If you're gonna fucking kill us and shoot us in the head, you son of a bitch. Because I don't got the fucking time for you to monologue.
Alright.
Sis, what are you doing?
If you insist.
Go for it.
And,
I was just dragging him, you idiot!
And he aims his gun at Jerry. Why don't I start with him?
Start with me.
Because I want you to suffer.
He throws the chisel at his hand.
All right. So the chisel goes right into his eye. And he falls back in the beach chair and starts twitching. The gun goes off.
Uh-oh.
Well, as soon as she threw the chisel, I dropped.
What?
I dropped to the floor.
Okay.
Jerry dropped.
Are you shot?
No, I'm good.
All right, then.
As you guys are running away...
No, I go back to the body.
Okay.
I grab the chisel and I twist it.
Okay. So you twist, and the body stops.
Crazy.
And the eyes close.
One of them has a hard time. There's a chisel in it.
And Jerry, you realize that Bob 1.0 that you built, there must have been something wrong with its wiring. it went psychotic like this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to try again.
What the hell, Jerry?
So you flip him over and you open up.
Yeah.
You open up his head and you see his like positronic blinking brain.
At least you knew where the shot was. At least
no, I didn't. I just threw it at his head.
I shouldn't have put the emergency shutdown in the head, right in the eye socket.
I mean,
it's a strange place.
It's kind of strange.
And
it's a good thing I didn't.
And on the inside of his brain, it says "Bionic Organism Beta."
Original.
Yeah. Well, here's your chisel.
Thanks.
You always wanted one.
Get your face off the table.
She edited.
And as you pull the chisel out, you hear the brain. Suddenly the voice changes, and he goes, "I will destroy you. I will destroy you. I will destroy you."
Shut up, Bob.
Oh, and don't get any bright ideas. If that would... All right. I just did that so I didn't die.
I don't know where you got the shotgun from. None of us own one.
No, I own one.
You own one?
Yeah. Can never be too safe. Especially in this place we live.
All right.
And you guys proceed from the forest, and you guys just sort of walk out, and just, this is like the forest behind Will's house. Like,
yeah.
It's just sort of
So they got more, like a wall. Yeah,
it's just sort of like a tiny little nature preserve, like
it's also
behind your house.
Yes, yes, sure.
And you don't count. So you guys kind of just walk from the forest into your backyard and into your house.
Actually, it's technically behind Eric's house,
right?
Adjacent Will's
house. That's right.
Let's take the shots on
that. And Will, you kids, are you out there playing with your robot and your guns?
Turns out the gun's actually not a real gun. It's just a baseball gun.
No, it's a real gun. No, it's a real gun.
You just shot her mom.
Connie, stop shooting holes in the kitchen.
Alright. Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Now go wash the gun residue off your hands and get ready for dinner.
Alright, so as Connie goes to wash your hands, you sit down at the computer and you bring up the Bob database and try to figure out what went wrong.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright. Oh, I put the psychosis up to 12.
Listen, you gotta start protecting yourself more, man. It's just like a fifth time I saved you.
I know. I should look up something to protect myself with. That and works. Classes.
Alright, so now you're back.
Wow. And I still break off the piece.
Okay.
And I put it in my satchel.
The statue screams.
Because Grant's like me.
Right, we got it. I put it in the satchel. Let's go.
It's the statue of Alex's character.
Game. You're not going to share that with anybody?
I mean, I'll break him off a piece.
No, I mean, you're not going to, like... tell people that you just realized that Bob is a robot that you built?
Oh.
You don't think that that's, like, information that could help?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait. By the way...
I was just thinking, haven't we established that Bob is a person because...
Yeah, surgery.
Yeah.
It's very...
Eric has operated on him twice.
It's possible that the iteration of Bob that exists currently is
a near perfect simulacrum of a human.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned that the thing I just performed surgery on was actually a robot.
Apparently, Jerry and Connie come from a really fucked up family that are like of geniuses. Genius scientists.
Huh.
Spy people.
Or maybe we're all robots.
Ooh. Ooh. Connie?
What's up?
Do you remember that...
Wait, before you finish that, remember, we all have amnesia, and we all basically know nothing.
Well, you're about to remember something, so I'm about to tell you something.
Okay.
Remember Bob's a robot?
Bob's a robot?
Why are you looking at me?
Right?
I built Bob.
Kids, people, I know we're underground, but we're wasting daylight, I assume.
Burning daylight. Not wasting daylight. No,
shit,
wasting.
What time is it?
Yeah, burning daylight.
Yeah. Bob tried to... The first Bob tried to kill...
18. 9, 9, 9, 9.
Oh, man. It's 9, 9, 9, 9.
Yeah, it's 9, 9, 9, 9. We should get going.
What are you talking about?
Shit, so it's 9, 9, 9, 9.
Bob's a robot. How do you know this?
What
do you
mean? I built them.
Are you guys having this conversation as you're walking down the stairs?
No, we're still up there.
Okay.
I'm walking up the stairs.
I built Bob. Who said? I think I built Bob. I built the first one.
Bob 1.0?
Yeah. And you killed it with this chisel.
Yeah, of course I did. I'm pretty fucking badass. Someone's got to protect your butt. I mean, you had these, like, ninja classes, apparently, and I still beat you up.
Dark Descent's going to be very, very upset with me.
What?
So the Dark Descent's going to be very upset with me.
Listen, I'll be your sensei. I'll train you next time. I got a hack, apparently.
Don't diss the Dark Descent.
A sentence.
Well, what would the Dark Descendant say if he knew that one
he
of
kept his, calling him the Dark Descendant.
Well, and that one of his students had a sword taken from him.
By a girl.
By a girl.
He's sexist too? Alright, I'm really going to beat him up.
Alright, so...
Yeah, I walk down. And I'm going to tell these guys about Bob.
Alright, so they come down, and Jerry tells you that he built Bob.
You built a man?
Well, wait, didn't Rick tell us that he operated on Bob?
Yeah, he was a person when I was doing it. I would remember
that was the point. That was the point of him. He was supposed to become almost be like a real human being, almost unrecognizable to be a robot.
I guess that makes sense why he does not have amnesia then. Robots won't have amnesia because they're just probing
organs.
I assume that. Rick is a pretty good doctor, but can you tell the difference between humans and robots, Rick?
I would think so.
Well, what does a robot look like?
I don't know if I've seen a robot in person.
Well, apparently you have.
I started talking about the program.
Wait, are you like a Dr. Frankenstein, maybe?
No. Are you?
You a robot doctor?
Mm-hmm. I just...
No, not you. No. If he was like a doctor, like a Frankenstein thing, then he would be a human, and then that's why you wouldn't notice. Was he like covered in scars and reassembled body parts?
Was he?
He was under a blanket and cut open, so.
I wasn't really, I was cut open. I was just concentrating on the inside, not the outside.
Well, Bob's the guy I'm thinking of. He did seem to have a lot of anger issues.
Well, I mean, so either our friend here created a robot that was so lifelike it was able to confuse a doctor who was literally performing surgery on it, or it's not really a robot, it's some sort of Frankenstein monstrosity.
Maybe you say my brother and I are grave robbers.
Not necessarily. Could have fallen off the truck. Could have been a gift.
Here, take this cadaver.
Thanks! I'll cherish it until I take it apart.
All I know is I was developing a program to make a very lifelike...
Bob's your uncle.
A very lifelike robot. And the first version of it looked very human, but it was... But once you cut it, like, you took off the back of the shirt, it was a robot. But it, the point was to get to that level. Eventually.
I think my part of the point is that me and I are just geniuses, and you should all be very impressed.
But it doesn't make sense to me. There were organs. I mean, maybe a cyborg,
Maybe he figured out that he can solely get organs from the ones that I built or something to replace one.
Did you build an organ-stealing robot?
He's stealing people's organs or replacing them.
I don't remember.
Stuff!
I just remember that I built the Bob and that looked just like...
Alright, so Bob's the robot and he's immune to the effects of this place.
Well, yeah.
So we have to find Bob.
We know why he's immune, though, now. He's a robot.
And hope that he doesn't want to destroy us all.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. He might want to do that. The first Bob tried to kill us.
Wait, did he get into my shotgun collection?
Yes, that Bob did.
So,
I mean,
you should remember this point. I told you everything. So
why? That's not how it works.
Oh.
I mean, really, the Bob that I remember seemed kind of ineffectual. Like, I don't think he's the steal a shotgun and murder people type. So maybe you improved upon that too.
Well, maybe a clever role.
I would hope he did.
Me?
Yeah.
It's the whole thing about science. Learning from mistakes. Fixing it up.
If you as you are were to improve upon a robot that went psychotic, you might purposely make them ineffectual.
Yeah. I can't remove your hatred for all that is human, but I can make you ineffectual.
Make you not want to kill things, so I can make really bad.
Yeah, so I say that. I say,
it will destroy you all.
I'm like, well, since the original Bob was so full of hatred and everything, I tried to find what was wrong with it. The only way to counter that, really, when the programming was to make him like that.
So if I'm starting from start, instead of going from scratch and making a better robot, you just made your robot now shittier. You just made a shitty version of your robot.
Well, not really, because it's full of doctors.
It's still a shitty robot.
It's called the Impotent Rage Program.
Well, I built on top of it. It was easier just to build from where I started than build on top.
Listen, I'm impressed you made it lifelike. That's a really cool thing. However, your programming skills need some work.
I'm not the only person in history who's done that.
I'm just curious.
Who made a realistic robot who's made in a dummy?
What does any of this have to do with us getting to that missile silo and rescuing your friend?
We have to find... Well, Bob might be useful.
He just said he wasn't. He just said he was ineffective.
No, he's useful and being not useful. That's his part of his usefulness, is that he's a dummy.
If we were... Before we came to the island, we had a plan to take down Laredo. Maybe we planted Bob, knowing that he would be ineffectual and milquetoast. And it would be the perfect way to gather... information.
Look, I don't know what... God damn it, Gracie, you edit again.
I like a wheel. He's so inept now, he's now back to useful.
I don't know what toast has to do with it, but I'm going to go to the mess hall and get something to eat while you all talk about whatever this is.
Yeah,
let me know when something needs to get punched.
I probably should have some food.
Alright, so you guys head to the mess hall as the ship makes its way...
I'm gonna go to the science wing. My brother and I to
figure out where the silo is.
Yeah, actually, you can go.
We know where the silo is.
Does this place have burgers?
Yeah, that's whatever you want.
Yeah,
I'll get some burgers and let's take out. I'm bringing my brother will first go there. Start the preliminary experiments.
Yeah,
and I'll grab ourselves some sodas and some.
All right. So as you guys are sitting and enjoying your food. You hear danger ahead. Recommend proceeding no further.
Nope. So stop going, computer.
You feel the ship stopping.
Computer, what's the danger?
It's jamming.
Say that again.
Urkel.
Urkel's here.
In English?
Urkel.
Grace being jammed.
Oh.
Did I do that?
Urkel.
I'm going to go to the bridge.
All right, so...
Serenity.
No, that's Seinfeld.
That's right.
3, 2, 1.
Meyer, describe...
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Describe... So Eric said it's a circle. It's either a summoning...
We already went there.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's the circle of sticks.
Yeah, that's where I kick the sticks.
Yeah, all
right.
So
it's an Urkel of sticks.
Describe the portal.
What?
Circular.
And tell me why it's dangerous.
Mysterious. No. Why are we going that? We're going backwards.
Yeah, that's the wrong way, but it's okay.
We have to complete the map. 100%.
Portal. Is so it's comes from the ground. It's so it's like fall into the portal,
mm-hmm.
Not like a standing outside, like the ground.
So it's like a pool.
A pool, yeah.
A pool-tool.
A pool-tool.
A pool-tool.
A pool-tool.
And it's kind of like the Stargate. It's like blue. Mm.
And like cascading liquid.
And the symbols all around it.
Okay.
Like object like markings or like the musical instrument.
Like markings.
And what is happening to the portal right now that is dangerous?
Like stuff. Like it's like going. It's literally like exploding. I was like.
Okay, so there are energy discharges shooting from the portal.
Symbols.
That seems pretty dangerous.
You can see the missile silo on the other side of the portal, and you can see this is really the only way to the portal.
Yeah.
On either side. There's mountains. or like not mountains, but like rock wall.
Oh, okay.
And there's this big portal, and so you have to. You can go around the portal, but you'll have to go through all of these energy discharges.
Computer, can you dig a tunnel through the side of the wall?
Negative. The energy discharges are interfering with my systems.
No. Well, can we turn them off?
Discharges?
Yeah. Like, what is that thing?
I don't know.
A portal to the unknown.
Let's go through it.
Let's not.
Well, look what's coming out. You really want to go jump into that?
That really doesn't look safe.
I'm just curious what's on the other side.
Well, you know what? You go right ahead. I mean, you left that rope behind, though. Oh, I don't know that, because you didn't tell us anything.
We should probably show them that video.
It's like, computer.
What was down that statue? I built Bob!
Computer, is there any rope on board?
There is an approximation of what humans call rope.
Well, there you go. We've got an approximation of what humans call rope.
An approximation.
Would it be able to support the weight of Jerry here?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you want to go jump in the portal.
That is inadvisable.
Computer says it's inadvisable, though.
Well, we could always just...
Computer, why are you such a spoil sport?
I do not know what that means.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, yeah, two approximation of rope.
Yes.
You're going to go with him?
I'm not going to have this idiot die. Go by himself.
Why don't you just not let him go? That seems
really
like a really...
You're going into a portal to the unknown. The unknown, where the energy things are coming out of it.
Spewing out random energy discharges.
It's like jumping into a lightning storm.
I wish there was a way we can, like, put, like, a pole through and see what happens.
Why are we talking about trying to go to the other side? We want to literally go around it at the other
because
side.
Because it's
way.
Fascinating.
Make
that's true.
Clever check.
Cool.
For what?
All of you.
Three.
Plus two.
Plus four.
Four.
Plus three. Luke says, I wish we could put something through. You all look and turn, and you look at the drone.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
You all turn, you look at Connie's drone.
Depends if radio waves can travel through.
Let's see. Joni, go!
I was really expecting
to see your drone, I'll build you a new one.
I was really expecting Connie to go, I'm not putting that thing at risk. That's important to me.
So, make a careful check to guide your drone through this tempest.
Four.
Okay. So, yeah, you managed to dodge the... the zappies.
Ooh, you dodge the zappies.
Yeah. And you get to the mouth of the portal. And you...
Away it goes.
You dive... You send it in.
Yeah.
It goes
it
in.
It explodes.
Yeah. And you are... You can. You are still getting signal from it as you're getting the video feed, and you're getting the telemetry.
Very cool.
But you can't control it anymore.
Oh, okay. Well,
bye, bye, drone.
Well, drones will come back too. So,
if it's programmed to,
yeah, it's programmed. If it's a low battery, it's gonna come back to me. It's automatic. If it's a low battery, it's gonna come back to me.
If it can.
Yeah. No. It's drones. Some drones. Advanced drones, they know if they have enough power, like when they have enough power to, if it's gonna fall, to come back to the first.
Eric, describe what is on the other side. What does the drone see? What image does it display on the screen?
I'm picturing some sort of tall, there's tall metallic buildings with lightning arcing between a couple of them.
Okay.
Okay. So
I have a drum.
So you see, these tall metal buildings, the lightning's arcing between them, and the drone kind of is flying towards the center where all the energy is gathering.
Oh man, I guess that's where the problem is.
And
what kind of readings am I getting? Is it?
The numbers are all over.
Okay.
And suddenly the telemetry looks like it has weird symbols, and then it's numbers again, and then it's letters, and then it looks like English.
Ooh. That's something I can read.
And it says, greetings.
Hey. How's it going?
Why are you talking to your controller?
It's greetings.
What is your purpose?
Wait, whoa, wait, that worked?
Yeah, it worked. It worked. Can you bring it up on screen? Like, Shep, can you bring the feed from that to the, onto the screen?
Yes.
Will you?
No.
No, then do it, please.
It goes up on the major.
Alright, so yeah, purpose. We're just explorers. We found this portal that apparently goes to your world.
Neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's causing, see, there's an issue with the portal, though. It's causing problems. It is discharges and stuff. Very dangerous over in this thing. I was sending it to see, you know, what's going, what's wrong here.
What's a discharge?
Dangerous
energy?
Energy expelling from the portal.
I don't know what dangerous energy is.
Well, what's your name, bud?
I am a ball of pure energy.
Oh, a ball of pure energy. How's it going?
Excellent.
Boop.
Nice to meet you. My name's Harry.
Ball of pure energy.
Oh.
I got my brother here named Jerry.
I like it.
Have you been getting my messages? You have not been responding.
I guess no. We have not gotten your messages. But I'm gonna guess that your messages are those dangerous. When I was describing the dangerous energy.
Well, they're dangerous to us.
Not dangerous to you because you're a ball of energy. I think if we got hit by that, that we'd be dead.
Interesting. My communication is of danger to your species.
Hmm.
Wow, I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Was anybody hurt?
No. We were very careful. That's why I sent my little machine out first.
Oh. Well, I think, unfortunately, I have overcharged the circuits of your machine.
So it's just stuck?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Well, listen, how about this? We have to get around the portal. So can you, like, stay quiet for, like, I don't know.
10 minutes?
A little bit.
All right.
I mean, I'll promise we'll come back and we can probably chill and talk some more.
All right.
What kind of messages were you sending out?
Hello. I was telling you my name.
Ball of energy?
Yeah.
Ball of pure energy.
Nope.
Sharing some, I shared some recipes.
Of what?
Recipes. Mostly primordial matter collisions and
ball of pure enchilada.
and methods of creating and destroying energy.
Well, oh, yeah. Change the title of this episode to Belly of the Bope.
Well, you and I post them, so yes.
Let me tell you, I am very excited about having conversations with you, my friend.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, so this thing just told you that it knows how to create and destroy energy.
Yeah.
You just...
So it breaks physics.
very excited about our future conversations.
Get fucked, Murphy.
Excellent.
What?
Wasn't Murphy? Wasn't that Murphy?
No, Murphy's Law is...
One more question before you go.
Sure.
What is what is 10 minutes?
Yeah, but I like the name Murphy better.
No, we actually think of the laws of
thermodynamics. Do you know the concept of time?
I like the name Murphy better.
No.
And also I said it because, you know, something could have gone wrong with this conversation.
Time
it hasn't. So fuck Murphy.
I'm going to try to explain time. It's...
Wait! I have an idea. I'm gonna count out a beat for you. Ready? 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi.
What is the Mississippi?
Do that at that tempo until you get to 600 Mississippi.
Huh. I understand your numbers. Time is numbers.
Time is a measurement of, I guess, the day cycles.
What is a day?
Okay, just
on a planet, right? See, when the sun, the thing in the sky, the big bright thing,
star. Ah,
so when
I thought that was your species.
No,
you were very different from me.
Yeah, see, that thing is like when our species, we measure when that goes away. So when it comes back and goes away. That's how we measure.
So when I count to 600, that star in the sky will disappear.
No, it's not gonna go away. Unless I'm not sure how.
Wait, how could you even see that? This portal's underground.
I have receptors in multiple locations.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. You know, it's not gonna. I'm not sure how fast your sun moves. Some possibly.
Should I begin counting?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
1 Mississippi.
Okay. All right, computer, get us across.
Let's go. I can't believe that worked.
Yeah.
Murphy's Law states that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And nothing did that time. I tied it all together.
We got some.
We're breaking physics right now.
Yeah.
And Murphy's Law.
We have unknown polymers.
We're not breaking physics. That thing on the other side of the portal is.
Now we have a ball of energy that's our friend that
is breaking our
physics, apparently.
Alright. So you guys.
What's up?
We're going.
Mm-hmm.
We just made friends with a ball of energy.
The Pope.
With the Pope.
I haven't watched Arrival yet.
Really? I saw it. It was good.
It was really good.
Really good.
Anyone want to have a flashback?
I had like three or four.
No, I haven't had one, so I'll have
last
one.
Game.
Alright, so Ryan. As you drive over the portal, the rumbling of the vehicle reminds you of what?
I think I established that Cole was from the city, so I'm going to say riding the subway.
Okay, so you find yourself riding the subway. You're ready for work. You're dressed for work.
Hi. No, you can't have
and
that.
And you hear over the loudspeaker.
Very muffled.
That was a little too legible, Ed.
Please stand clear the door.
Sounds like Bane a little bit.
This is the train to... Your next stop is...
I like the Disney voice.
And then the train stops at a station and... It's not a station that this train usually stops at.
I have that down on the road play.
That's new.
I like the ladies' voice.
Maybe anybody, you got on the local.
Anybody else? Yeah, I must have.
Please. And you and see everybody else going, what did he just say? Did you?
I don't know. Should really fire the Swedish chef.
What? I think he's transferred to the... Did you see the C or the D?
I thought I heard the 4.
What?
And you see people getting up sort of getting off the train.
It's
and
like, very late.
Okay.
They're
I got off the train. Can you move? Oh, God.
The doors close on Bob, and then the train goes off, and he's the only one left in the train. So. And you see that it says on the train, what do you call it? Out of service, or what
wait,
is it?
He's the only wait
because they're trying to get off the train.
Oh, everyone got off.
Everyone got off because the train. The train's going back to the train.
They were staying right for the door.
Right. Okay.
So the train door closed, and Bob is just standing there, and you watch as Bob goes away in the train, and it says. Off service or whatever. And you watch as Bob goes off to the train yard.
And there goes the midnight meat train.
Alright,
I'm gonna look around this station, like.
Alright, yeah, so you're on the platform.
Is this one of those abandoned New York City stations that I've heard so much about?
There's nobody there except for. So let me ask you: are you on your way to work? Are you on your way home?
I'm gonna say I'm on my way home.
You're on your way home. Okay. So let's. Is it what is it? Alex.
Yes.
Is it late? Has he been pulling an all nighter, or is it normal work time?
No, it's late.
Okay, so you've been pulling an all nighter. So the train wasn't very full to begin with.
You can just really ruin standing in front of the door.
Bob, just off a train.
So there's like
no.
There's like five people milling around, and they go up the stairs. There's no there's a booth, one of the information booths, but nobody's in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at the turnstile. Does it look like current or is it like 1920 style? Like.
You tell me.
Alright, I'm gonna say it's older. It's,
okay.
It's definitely something, like, it doesn't have the card swipe. It has a token thing that you,
There's a man, that you see sleeping on one of the benches.
What does the wall say? It usually has the station name on it.
It's broken.
There's just it's a mosaic of a broken cave.
City.
Oh well, I was gonna say that, like,
oh, it's
the tiles have fallen off. So
yeah, the tiles, exactly.
No, it's the city hall.
No, I like what Alex said. What Alex said is great. The tiles are broken off, so you can't tell what it says.
It starts with a B and maybe ends with like a D.
And I know there's a subterranean city hall that's so big, and so.
Oh,
it's very pretty, I heard.
It's not abandoned. It's unused.
Oh, no, it's abandoned. They don't use it.
I guess I'll...
I mean, if nobody uses it, it's... I mean... If...
But abandoned means that they would leave it away. They still maintain it.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
Anyway. So, yeah. So, it's broken. The tiles are broken. It says... B, and then what looks like maybe an R, and then at the end it's maybe an O or a D or something.
I guess I'll go up to somebody.
Oh, Broodhold!
Yeah, the good old Broodhold station. I'll go up to somebody and be like, well, I'm not much of an urban explorer, but I've never heard of this station.
Yeah, I mean, I looks like one of those. Is this one of those weird, like, abandoned stations people talk about?
Yeah, disused ones, like City Hall. I'm gonna check the signs. What trains stop here? They're all.
You see a bunch of trains you've never heard of.
Okay, is there a map?
And a bunch of trains you never heard of, and the queue.
The queue. Oh, good.
There's a big hole where the map should be.
Useful. Right.
Well, if my figuring is right, I'm not that far from home, so I'm gonna jump the turnstile and try to walk.
Well, you have to jump the turnstile to leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't that mean he's just showing off, man?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, why not? I've been up late and I'm punchy.
All right, so you guys, you jump
at the station.
You jump the turnstile, and then the people kind of file behind you. Let's say one person, the person you were talking to, files behind you. The other people are waiting for the queue.
All right.
You see one person go, oh, the queue, that'll get me working again. You see the three other people are waiting. Will, describe the person who's following Ryan.
What year is it?
Yes.
Yes? Just yes?
I mean, Ryan got on the train.
I'm in the present time, I'm in my 40s, so... And I'm obviously old enough to be working, so I'm...
And this person was on the train, so presumably they at least were able to blend in as a denizen of 2017.
Okay. If that's the... I was just saying, like, it could take place any time between, like, now and probably about 20-ish years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got, yeah, he's wearing, he's just wearing a dress shirt, khaki pants. Looks like he's just coming from work.
Okay.
He's got a briefcase.
What kind of underwear is he wearing?
Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau?
What?
You know Tommy Wiseau makes underwear?
I don't know.
He's wearing Tommy Wiseau's underwear.
So, the man walks up. Walks up the stairs behind you. And you guys walk out onto the city, onto a city street.
Oh.
Or onto the street of a city.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to look for the cross street.
What is a street?
The street signs are broken.
Congratulations, Ryan. You got out on the Carcosa stop.
Yeah, it did. Didn't I?
I mean, it looks like New York City, and there are people going around, but the street signs are... it looks like they're, like, bent or snapped off.
Okay. Well, that can't... I'm gonna... I think that Cole's in serious denial about anything being weird. He sees it.
Make a stress test.
He's swearing. Oh, fuck. Well, they can all be broken, and I'm going to start, you know, walking in the direction that I think my apartment is in.
This is pretty weird, huh? Do you know where we are?
I don't know. I think maybe we're somewhere in the village. That's...
You want to just, like, hail a cab, maybe?
Yeah, I guess so.
Slimer's driving.
Alright, the man sticks his hand out. A cab immediately stops.
Hey, where's you going, huh?
I was going to make an off-color joke. That would make me think whether or not that was weird.
Alright, so I guess we get into the cab.
Yeah.
Hey, where you going, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know where you live?
I rattle
suddenly
off.
Suddenly, you don't remember where you live.
You know, I just moved, so I'm not terribly sure. I think it's.
Come on, address the drive.
All right.
Well, I
yeah, you go first.
I need to go to the Namaste Hotel.
Okay. It's a cash cow.
My name is Ben Bailey.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. I've always wanted to be on this show.
Ryan got in the cash cab.
I've always wanted to be on this show.
Ben Bailey, why were you disguising your voice?
He does that sometimes.
Yeah, he does that.
So you guys want to play?
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to the Namaste Hotel too?
I mean, really, I guess.
You are now.
I guess I am now. I don't want to get out of the cash cab.
It's on 3rd Avenue then, apparently.
All right, you want to go to the Namaste Hotel. That's 49 blocks.
All right, so you guys are driving down. Ryan, you're distracted by the cash cab question. And it distracts you from the fact that, like, you're kind of getting almost a drugged, dazed feeling.
The lights. The cash cab.
Like, you look over you're driving by a pharmacy, and you look at the sign and the letters kind of blend together.
What's happening to me? Past the pharmacy, the sign just says drugs. Oh.
And the street signs, like, anytime you look at them, they just seem to, like, fall off and melt off. And Ben Bailey keeps asking you questions and redirecting you.
That would be the Tet Offensive.
In the year 1900 in the U.S., what were the most popular first names given to boy and girl babies?
Tet Offensive.
Was it A, William and Elizabeth, B, Joseph and Catherine, C, John and Mary, or D, George and Anne?
Or E, the Tet Offensive.
It's got to be John and Mary.
Right? Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, John and Mary.
Correct! You just won $200!
We're here!
What? Oh, okay.
Now, I can let you out and give you all this money, or
you can risk it all
and go double or nothing on a video bonus challenge.
Come on, double or nothing.
All right, fine.
29 blocks and only getting $200.
All right. In the Roy Rogers Dale Evans Museum, you will find Roy and Dale's stuffed horses. Roy's horse...
Yay!
Roy's horse was named Trigger. What was Dale's horse? Is it A, Buttermilk, B, Daisy, C, Scout, or D, Tulip?
E, the Tet Offensive. I don't know anything about Westerns, man. This is all you.
All right.
Remember, you still have
clock
your...
Clock is ticking.
No, also Trigger.
Just give me a minute to think. All right, I'm going to go with D.
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer was A, Buttermilk.
Stupid name for us.
Thank you for playing. I hope you had fun. Now get the fuck out of my cab.
Damn, he's rude now.
And it's sign of waiver, but yep. You should like this stuff.
All right. You look like you're a little wobbly.
I did not have a little random trivia hotel question.
Yeah, maybe we should just get a room. I've been working too long, too many hours.
Sad, just like it.
All right, let's go. So walk this way, sir. Come.
Okay.
You walk in to the Namaste Hotel, and you look over and you see Buddy, the doorman, standing in the vestibule.
Hi, welcome.
Does he have a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
bigger.
I back away from him if he had a chainsaw.
Why wouldn't he? Why do you have a chainsaw?
He always has a chainsaw.
I thought maybe he did it here.
It's his favorite chainsaw.
You know what? Let's say he doesn't.
He just has a hedge trimmer.
You know what? I have an idea. Instead of
that's just Buddy's chainsaw.
as he's walking in. As you guys are walking, you and this man are walking in, he looks at the bellhop and he goes, I'm just helping this guest to a room, I'll relieve you in a second. And the bellhop goes, sure thing, buddy. and the man who you look over, and he, now sort of in your in your present state, like, you look back at the memory and you realize that this man walking with you is a non-albino. Like, he's not dressed as a bellhop. He looks sort of... He's not the disheveled mess that you fought in that first episode.
Okay.
But it's the same
face. It's the same guy.
Buddy.
That was a good one.
So that always happens when I see
and
someone. I'm like, oh, that person's not albino.
You see the Namaste Hotel. It's full of people. And,
we've been waiting for a long time without
happening. What is this place?
What are they doing? Okay.
Oh, it's the Namaste Hotel. We can check you in. And he walks up to the desk.
Remember the first
Mr. Laredo, we have a man who would like to check in. Yeah. Does anyone want to take over for Buddy so I could play Laredo?
Yeah, give me
sure.
A room for the night.
Oh. Are you Mr. Daniel?
Yeah, that's me. How did you know?
We've been expecting you, Mr. Daniels.
What the fuck?
You look over, and there are, like, flappers at the tiki bar. There's a big, like, fat guy with his head with a tie tied around his head, and he's in his shirt sleeves, and he dives into the swimming pool. Don't worry, Buddy will escort you to your room.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Laredo.
Is it kind of like his vision's kind of like Men in Black when he gets drugged by
uh-huh.
K.
Is that a satanic summoning?
Dude.
And you see over on the summoning circle is
it's a Carl Santana. There's the black magic woman, the Carl Santana.
And you get into the elevator and Buddy says going up, and he pushes.
Ed,
obviously
Laredo, after he signed him in, said enjoy your namaste.
Yeah. And then Buddy pushes the strange symbol button, and you feel the elevator. Start to go up.
Can it go left instead?
Sure.
I want to go
left.
Get out of the way. And then you come to.
What the fuck?
You all right there?
I don't know. What the fuck?
No, I just had a flashback. It was horrible. I got off the subway at this weird stop and nothing made any sense, and then Ben Bailey picked us up in the cash cab.
Are you in Brooklyn?
I don't even know. But he took us to the Namaste Hotel.
Did you have any buttermilk?
Did you win? How much did you win?
No. No, I lost it all on the video bonus push.
I'll never go for the bonus push.
Well, no,
that's how they get you.
You should have just taken it and gone.
I know, but it was so weird. I
respect people who take a risk.
It was like being in a dream. And the guy who he took me out of the cab. It was Buddy. It was that guy we fought, the albino guy. Except he wasn't an albino. And he took me into the Namaste. And there was a Santana cover band performing, and flappers at the tiki bar, and Laredo was there.
Sounds like you're on drugs, dude.
I think I might have been. I think they might have kidnapped me.
Here, have a drink.
Yeah. I'd take a drink, and that's my third flashback, so.
Alright, so you get to,
you become a butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a little thing to do right there. Right?
Oh, yeah, you have to come up with your aspect.
I did. Yo.
Oh, right.
So you get to replace, you get to fill in that last aspect.
Cool. Really?
I know it smells good, Grayson, but you can't have any of that cake.
Well,
it specifically says no dogs on it.
That's
since
great.
You can't read, you
does
can't.
Does Will mark one off since he did a flat
right.
too? Get your mouth off the table.
Grab one up.
Just like, but I want my face on the table.
You already had a third one because you have a.
Is that your sixth flashback?
Yeah, because, well, we have a
that's why you have to mark these off and keep track of them. I'm going to say it's not, because I think you and I got ours at the same time.
I think I got two. No, you gotta get a quick moment, because look, this is filled up. You can't have that until you...
Yeah.
I'm saying,
at zero right now. I had one, or I did three. And we got our last aspect at the same time.
Yeah, all your aspects are filled in, so you gotta have...
So, mark down one.
It's mark down one.
No. I did one.
I don't mark down one.
No. Make a mark next year, so you know that you did one flashback.
All right, my last aspect is going to be risky business, because...
He's a Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah. Also, I got off the subway at the mysterious station. I decided to go exploring and figure out where I was instead of just going to the train.
If nothing made sense, I'm just assuming it was Brooklyn.
And I... Yeah, probably.
And he went for it on the video bonus.
Yeah.
And I risked it all on the video bonus.
So what is the aspect you're giving yourself?
Risky business.
You risk it all on the video. But you know what? You can't. Now you can't go to your family
watch.
And say
damn.
You can't get started.
Rep Lord.
10:25.
I am going to stand up in front of my family and say, I'm going to feed my starving children.
That lady had some issues.
Yeah. Then poor Ben Bailey.
Are we across the.
Yes.
The portal?
Mm hmm. So you cross the portal and. You stop now arriving at Silo.
Farewell, my giant energy ball friend.
Hi, folks. You're out of range of.
Is my drone back?
No, your drone is. Your drone is stuck
okay.
there. But you think that if you're in range of the portal, you could probably talk to him again.
Okay. Well then, I'll leave my drone.
Hey, computer, is the door to the silo locked?
Yes.
Can you unlock it?
No.
Can you blow it up?
The main gun fire.
Wait.
No.
He didn't say to do it. He asked, can you do it?
And the main gun fires. and you see a big gaping hole in the side
this
of the...
This takes initiative.
Of the silo.
Good enough.
Ship... Is there still a missile in that silo?
No.
Okay.
All right. That's a possibility.
Do you have any handheld weapons we can take with us?
Yes, you may.
It fires handheld weapons.
You may access the armory.
Nice. I'm going to go to the armory.
Yeah. Probably not the worst idea.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I have a sweet katana now, but I guess I'll get it
done. Sure.
I don't think I have any weapons. Oh, wait.
I'm
throwing. I have a couple of hunting knives.
I go get a gun.
What's in the armory?
What approach would you use guns?
Depends how you do it.
For me, it's mostly been forceful.
It's my worst one.
I want clever.
Clever quick?
I mean, it kind of depends on how you're do. Like, if you're just, like if your description is, I just whip out my gun and take a shot. That would be quick, not forceful. Or, like, if you take time to line up a shot and aim,
right.
that would be, like, careful.
Okay.
If you're just, like, I'm just shooting everything, that's probably forceful.
Okay. Then I want to get... what kind of guns are there?
So, you see a couple of rifles that look like they they're really, really long rifles. They look like they'd be too long for you to wield.
Yeah.
The only thing it looks like you can use are the pistols.
Okay.
The pistols, I mean, they're a little bit clunky too, but you think you could probably use
it's
them.
It's like a kind of like an SMG. But
yeah.
Is there like an alien minigun that I can carry around and go
so they end up pulling us, so all the guns are giant.
I'm pretty big.
So, there is a minigun, but it looks like you would need four arms to use it.
Are there extra arms
he's got,
in here?
He's got four
it is the
right
armory.
He's got four arms right here.
Is there any, like, sort of cudgel or melee
waka,
weapons?
Waka, waka.
Yes, so you... The only thing you can really use is...
The pistol.
It looks like some. You would guess that it was a dagger or a like a knight of some kind. But to you, it's almost
a sword.
Yeah,
a sword.
It's like a
Hobbit size. So it's like a sting was more like a.
It was a dagger, but it was a sword for a hobbit.
It's a dagger, but I call it garnet.
No, I'm good.
Dagger. I'll say there's also there's also what looks like it was a baton, but for you it's going to be like a big old swacko.
Are these going to give us any bonus, or is it just story?
There's just story.
Yeah, I'll stick with my fists.
I'll take
I'm good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the sword.
I've got my mundane gun. I'm comfortable.
I'm a Second Amendment enthusiast.
Yeah, I think I got it. It'd be cool to get a gun.
Yeah, you're the Second Amendment enthusiast who doesn't have a gun.
I'm on my safety.
How are you? Can I have a gun? Can I have the coke, please?
Can I have a gun?
Will, can you pass me one of the
guns? Not give Ed a gun.
Yeah, Meyer, open up the giant's weapon locker.
Okay.
Give Ed a gun.
Meyer, can I have the guns?
Yeah, sure.
What would you guys do? What would you guys do if you came over next week? There's just like a wall of rifles and pistols and assault weapons there.
Wow. That'd be cool.
I don't think that's what you do.
I'd say cool.
That's all you would do. Just go cool.
Cool. With the weapons, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
I would take one and I'd go cocky special
and stab it into the ceiling.
How much is
my
that?
My dad sometimes just buys random guns. My mom's like,
how much is that?
It's
$2.
I'll take the whiskey.
Alright, so.
Like that.
You,
How does he feel about having guns?
He loves it. My mom's like, why he buying guns?
And his answer should be, because I can.
So you stop the hole in the ceiling and get your guns.
I got a pistol now. I'm hoping not to have to use it, but I'm assuming I probably will.
Got that.
The computer was like able to make stuff, right? Like I had a replicator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have it make me some brass knuckles.
So that's
okay.
Just gonna feel the stream and buy
just give me some knuckle dusters.
All right, Tim, we're coming.
Now, who's Tim again?
He's our friend who has been around since the first session.
He's like a from like a south. He's into like the
wilderness. Yeah, he's an outdoorsman.
And he has a chainsaw now.
Oh. Well, they know we're coming, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, listen. We haven't. All they wanted from me was to stop him from destroying the spire. And he hasn't destroyed the spire yet, so mission successful, I guess.
Technically.
I guess I would wonder why we're going the back way, not just go back down the hatch, but I guess we'll just cross that bridge when we get to it.
So the door opens on the ship, and we all dramatically, in slow motion, walk out. Guardians
why are we walking like this?
I'm like walking out, my gun slips out of my hand for a second, just slow motion dramatically, but I catch it.
Very Guardians of the Galaxy style.
Yeah. I'm a raccoon.
Meyer would be, well.
I'm a tree.
Oh, I'd be Groot.
I am Groot.
I'm a green lady.
I reload my rifle.
Meyer would be Gamora. He's got the sword.
Oh, so Meyer's Gamora and Rocket.
No, Will would be Rocket because he's the Tinker.
I'm Batista.
Sure. You can be Drax. Ryan, by default, you're Star Wars.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you've got daggers.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Guardians.
All right, so you guys
should have an assault rifle.
You guys walk into the
machine gun.
Into the silo.
That reference didn't go over my head. I would have caught it.
My reflexes are too fast.
I'm too fast. Wait, caught. You walk into the silo, and you see in a what looks like a maybe like a stasis pod or something is Chet.
Oh, is that him?
Yep, that's him. Makes me think this is a trap.
Yeah,
it's a tarp.
Is there anything between us and that pod?
It's Radis.
No.
There has to be something. There has to be. There's definitely some sort of hidden danger.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Well, you guys are the geniuses. How do we get him out of that thing?
Is there any like,
clever?
Yeah, I think we're rolling clever to try to look around and see if there's anything. That could be of any danger to us.
I got three.
You got plus.
Is that cool? Ed never said for us to roll this.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, plus three.
I got one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasted that one. Maybe I'm not. I got a minus one.
So, what are you guys looking for specifically?
A way to get this guy out of here.
Like, okay. Trying to find if there's any danger.
Yeah, I was looking around for any kind of danger or ambush or something.
Okay, so, you got a minus one. What did you get?
Yes, I did.
One. The plus one.
Okay. So,
you know what? Fuck it. I got an extra fate point from my flashback. I'm going to re-roll that because literally anything except the same roll is better than that roll.
Damn. I was really hoping you could be safe.
Plus three.
Okay. There's something about the pod that seems strange.
Who's Chet?
Okay, something.
Chris.
Chris.
There's something weird about that pod.
Who's Tim?
Tim was what his name was. Because before
we call him Timberland. Timberland Jews.
Is that James?
But no, it's Chris. It's Chris. Oh.
The same person.
Who was James?
James wasn't
him. Yeah, James has been.
I didn't know if he was here for the one session that
James is sir not appearing in this game. But speaking of, I haven't met Tim, so how much does he look like James?
He looks like an older version of James.
On Duck Dynasty.
James on Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
There's something weird about this part.
I want to photoshop James into Uncle Si.
Wish I could get
What's
more.
Weird about it?
Well, this is the first time I've seen one, but I can't put my finger on it, but I don't feel right about it. That's all I got.
Big O walks up and, like, not taps on the glass.
I mean, you tap on the glass, it's cold.
Is it glass or is it, like, plastic?
It doesn't feel... You can't really tell. It's definitely not plastic. It feels like glass, but it doesn't feel like something you could just smash.
Oh, I'm out of ideas.
Well, I got a three and trying to figure out how to get him out of it.
There's a control console, like,
right.
Next to it.
I'm going to use my bonus of my stunt of Hacker Gibson to clever manipulate tech. I got a plus two bonus, so I want to try to cleverly manipulate this tech and see if I can get it open. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good stunt.
Thank you. Yeah, plus two. Six.
And you can spend fate points if you want.
I got six.
Alright, so you...
And that should do it.
You have the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a numerical thing. And you have an idea. You put in 412, 412.
Yeah.
Is that our birthday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the pod, you know, the color returns to Chet's cheeks. It looks like he's starting to thaw out.
He's getting color.
He's bleeding.
And
that's what they call getting color, yeah. In wrestling, that's the term.
Then
there you go.
You see it starts to flicker, and the image of Chet disappears, and you see Laredo standing in the...
Yep, something was wrong.
Hologram.
In the,
Is it supposed to do that?
It's a hologram.
The pod.
Freeze him again.
Well, now we've got Laredo in there, so we can just take it?
And the door starts to open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's not shoot him right away.
Yeah.
Still ready, my gun.
Yeah.
Just crack my knuckles. Slide my brass knuckles on.
Oh. I have so many questions I can't figure out which one I want to ask first.
Thank you. Well, I suppose y'all can go now.
What do you mean?
Well, you've done what you came here to do.
Did we?
Well,
you're not Chet.
I am not. I needed waking up, and well, figured this was the best way to do it.
By tricking us in your chat?
Yeah. I figured if you saw me in May, you wouldn't wake me up. Well, you might, but I couldn't take that chance.
Are we working for you, or you just manipulated us?
Let me tell you something. This game we're playing...
Oh my god, it's
we?
Bob.
All of us. You think I'm in control... I'm in control of some of it. But not all of it.
I mean, listen to his accent. He's pretty obviously the bad guy.
He's just like a Southern accent.
Yeah, have you ever seen movies?
Not, you're saying all people in the South are evil.
No, it's the... Never mind.
It's the way... The cadence?
Yeah, the cadence of the voice.
Cadence.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Cadence. Yeah.
It's also the name
of the company. They're stupid. So, let me ask you, how much have you all put together? Tell me, what you think is happening.
We think that we're working for the other guy.
Otto.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Wait. No, why don't you just tell us what's actually happening? We're the ones with the guns.
I suppose you are.
So what's going on?
I don't want to tell you.
Well, can you tell me? Wait, do you want to tell me?
No.
I just let you out.
I want to hear your theories first.
I mean, listen, I'm just playing by ear. I'm just having fun time, you know?
You are having fun.
Yeah, I've been having fun, yeah.
I mean, good. That's good to know. What about the rest of y'all?
Fun hasn't really entered into the equation here.
Right. Just watch your elbow. Open elbow.
Oh.
I mean, I got the pistol with the werewolf. That was pretty cool.
What did you just kill?
Ryan.
Well, sorry guys, we lost Ryan.
Oh no, we're all fading away.
Well, it's a Ryan.
Yes, that was particularly interesting.
So why couldn't you just have your werewolf come down here and let you out? Or Madam Henry.
Oh, Madam Henry. What did you think about her?
Yeah, she was cool. You guys didn't meet her, did you? I met her.
I mean, not here.
We saw her, but... Didn't we see her? I thought we saw her at some point.
No.
I saw her.
I saw her in a flashback.
Yeah.
She is the one who let Meyer out in the hatch.
No. I let Meyer.
Connie out. She was a bit pushy.
Mm-hmm.
But, why couldn't they just come let you out?
She has some cool hair.
Because the game isn't for them.
It's for us. And
the game is for you.
But like you. But like you said you're playing the game too.
So the game is for me.
Oh. And Otto.
Oh. Otto.
What?
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 What's going on in your mind? Tell me.
I just had this thought with the weird playing a live action version of a lot of video games.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We're LARPing. That's basically what we're doing.
Essentially, I guess.
I think so.
That could very well be. So let's
think about it.
Let's think about it. Imagine yourselves as fabulously wealthy individuals. Yes? Imagine for a moment that there was another fabulously wealthy, charming southern individual.
What are you talking about?
That one's a little harder to imagine, but keep going.
Arrange for a group of his wealthy friends to go on an adventure, to sign up for one of the greatest theme parks ever built.
Total Recall.
And all of those friends plug into this machine.
Matrix.
Total Recall.
Well, not quite the Matrix. This is all real. Your memories have been altered. Your personalities have been altered.
Wait, altered?
Total Recall?
So if we're remembering things along the way here, does that mean the things we're remembering are fake? Or are we coming into realization of what we were before we came here?
Yeah, where's the three boobly?
Oh my god. You guys don't know anything, do you?
No. Well.
No, Total Recall was...
Three boobly.
Yeah.
No, that's... Wait.
No, that's the one on Mars.
Wasn't this
Total Recall?
Oh, for some reason, the Fifth Element was the one with the three boobly.
Get your ass to Mars. That's Total Recall.
Yeah, okay.
I knew. I'm not my Schwarzenegger movies.
Oh, my God. I was really hoping this was going to work. I thought that if I brought you here, that you'd be able to figure out what was going on.
I mean, listen, it's only been like a day, maybe.
Well, I guess I'll just have to scrap the project and start over again.
What are you talking about? Just fucking tell us what's going on.
I brought you here.
Yeah, you got that.
I brought Otto here. The island wiped your memories, and I hoped that by putting you through these paces, by making you play these games, that it might spark something in you and you might be able to unlock the secrets of what's going on here.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. There's a giant ball of energy I can talk to. That portal over there.
Yeah, he's a simple fella.
Oh. I like him. He's nice enough.
Oh, he's fine. But
unlock the secrets of what?
This place. The giant mile-tall crystal spire, the dragon skeleton that almost killed us.
Well, yes, it's very mysterious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I said it's LARPing.
The merengues, the creatures with the forearms, the statues.
So you don't know either.
I'm afraid no.
All right, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Why would you do that?
Because he's being an asshole.
All right. So he is going to dodge.
Sounds like he's going to die.
That's only plus three.
All right. So you go to punch him, and you punch the take two stress. As he is suddenly not there, and you punch the pod.
What's his name?
Lurio.
Listen, Mr. Lurio, sir.
He's in attack mode now. So
I'm in second right,
way. Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, I'm up.
All right.
So. Nobody else is taking any actions?
No, I'm not going to fight him.
I'm going
to
watch.
I was trying to talk to him. He's the idiot who tried to punch him.
I did.
All right.
I'm preparing.
So Laredo is...
I'm preparing to defend myself if I have to, but I'm
Laredo
looks
is...
Like
It looks like the big O is in a lot of trouble. I'll step in, but
that's fine.
He started this fight.
Yeah. Good. We were just trying to talk this out. Mm-hmm.
Laredo's going
to get answers
to grab you by the throat and lift you up.
Oh, he's going to try. I'm going to try to get out of the way. Or actually, I'm going to... No, we just got the one action, so I'm going to try to... I'm going to counter him. I'm just going to, like, sidestep and punch him.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a fate point to reroll, because I'm a veteran prize fighter. Better. Plus six.
He is going to invoke
Game Master.
Yeah. He's going to invoke two of his aspects to put him at plus eight.
Okay.
Can I look around the place, maybe? Just let him fight. I'm just gonna check out the place around, see what I see.
Okay. So he lifts you up off your feet.
I kind of hit my bra, I'm like, let's look around.
And you take two stress.
Yeah.
It's like, clever? Look around?
Look, could we all just calm down? Could we, just...
Well, you
both of you, come on, there's no need to fight.
What's that?
Clever look around stuff?
Yeah. What are you looking for?
I'm just investigating the place. I want to.
I did not clever.
She's a nerdy scientist type of chick. She just wants to look around the place and see.
Okay, what did you get?
Four.
There are more computer banks that you can fiddle with.
I'll do that.
What's everybody else doing?
I'm trying to talk them both down.
Okay.
I'm being lifted. It's still the other turn. I mean, it's their turn, so I'm assuming
they're
not
going to do anything.
So he's holding me?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick him in the balls.
Alright, and he's going to try to, like, throw you across the room.
You dropped the dice, Ed.
I am at plus five, and I'm going to spend a fate point to bring me up to plus seven.
Okay, so he is...
I'm invoking prize fighter again.
He's at plus seven, he's going to revoke one of his aspects, he's at plus nine.
Well, on the plus side, I'm wearing down all his fate points for you guys.
Yeah. So he hurls you across the room. You go plowing. You go sailing headfirst into a computer monitor.
All right,
and smash it.
I'm gonna take that as a mild consequence of dazed.
Or you could take a severe consequence.
Yeah, you can't want to. So it's
next
the options.
I'm gonna fiddle with the. I'll roll the fiddle with the computer.
All right, clever.
Can I hack Gibson? That's a clever manipulative test. Oh, yeah, I needed that. And I got a three.
Alright.
Did not roll very good.
You're in the computer.
Yeah.
Actually, no. You know.
Okay.
You're
Yeah, it's not really good.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
It runs Windows 95.
Do I know what this kind of does, at least, with a 3?
It looks like it controls other pods and it controls the
weather.
It can tell you it basically controls this this workstation.
Okay.
It looks like it's like a research station, and you can gain it. You can look into it for information.
Okay. Well, next turn I'll roll again.
Ryan.
All right. I'm going to use my stunt. Pay a fate point. So once per scene, I can pay a fate point to place an aspect on an opponent related to undermining their self-confidence with a piercing observation or criticism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, yo, popsicle, why don't you leave the man alone before we put you back in the freezer? And then I work the slide on the pistol. Basically just making him realize how outnumbered he is.
So I'll give him outnumbered and outgunned.
Okay.
I figure I'll take the hint from him saying that and warily bring my gun up. You know, I don't want to fight, but I'll try to defend the person, you know.
And you get a free invoke.
I get a free invoke for that. And anyone else can
spend to
invoke that.
Well, since you're busy on the computer, and I failed my clever roll, so I didn't really find anything else.
Well, what's the next? That was last year.
You can go again.
So earlier, when you said when I first tried to punch him and he was just not there, was he just really fast, or did he like disappear inhumanly fast?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Like, it's hard to tell. I mean, you went to punch him and
well, I mean, being really fast, I would still be able to see him move. But if he's like inhumanly fast and just.
It was gone. Like he moved. It was he. You can't tell whether he teleported or not because.
But he moved too fast to.
Right, because. Okay. It was like
it wasn't a normal dodge. He's just a quick guy.
If
he was
moved,
just not there.
If he moved, it was an imperceptibly quick move.
That's what I wanted to do. Okay.
No, I'm watching my sister do the computer work, and I see she's having trouble. So I want to see if I can do better.
Okay.
Show me up.
Show me your moves,
don't we?
Show me your moves.
Plus 3.
That was me.
Show me what you got.
So that's a no. You got the same exact roll as me.
All right.
I'm basically like, here, let me do it. Oh.
You got the same, yeah, so you got the same thing.
Okay.
Alright, what else?
That's everything.
We don't want to fight, we just want to talk this over, alright?
He's going to use his stunt, which he can use once per game. He's going to issue a command. He's going to take over for you for one turn and give you an action.
Okay.
And he's going to tell you to shoot.
The radar.
There's nothing I can do.
It's a stunt,
but. There's nothing I can't like pay a fate point to not do it or make a will check to.
No, it's he can only do it once per game.
Okay.
So he's using it.
All right.
So he's going to tell you to shoot. You can do that as your action.
Once I see, then he's actually going to shoot me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
I'm going to be very careful.
You can. You're gonna aim quickly.
Okay.
Can I dodge cleverly? It was clever that I really.
Oh, shucks.
Well, shucks, I got a plus one.
Okay.
Is clever or thin to be dodging with right now?
I would say careful.
Careful's still pretty good.
Or quick.
4.
Okay, yeah, you get out of the way.
Well, while he's distracted with trying to make Ryan shoot Eric, I'm gonna run up and punch him.
All right.
Five.
That's plus 5.
And he's going to use his other stunt, which again is another once per game.
I don't want to be pet. I want the fries.
He is not there again.
So I just miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time he did it with a roll. This time he did it as a stunt.
God damn it. Why are you shooting him?
Because he told me to.
I'm going to walk over and slap Cole. Not hard. Just like a...
Okay.
Snap out of it.
We need to kill that man.
Okay.
I'm going to... Here.
Yes. That is a 6.
All right, so yeah, you get in, and it shows you the locations. It basically you learn that throughout the top of the silo, behind these like sort of
blast doors is like you look up and it's like riveted metal.
Yeah.
And you can according to the computer, they're actually doors, and if they slide up, they'll reveal other cryopods.
Ooh. Is it people in them?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's what you learn.
Cool.
Laredo.
Oh, Will.
Guys. No, oh. Will tried to match him.
That was last. Yeah, you're gonna try to beat me? Cause
no, I think my attention's now focused on because of the gunshot.
Oh, okay.
And.
Hey. What are you doing?
What?
You're not gonna go and try to get in the middle of that fight, are you?
Hey, I mean, he's quite the bastard.
You're not good at fighting.
No, but I have a gun.
Yo, Wonder Twins! Can you use a little help?
So, is your action having that conversation?
What?
I said, is your action having that conversation?
We're arguing? Okay. Yes, we're arguing.
Then Laredo is gonna try to, like, kick you in... You know that, like martial art thing where they, like, kick you in the... In the leg and
the back of the knee.
Yeah,
there's a table in the way, Ed. I can't see your leg. Another head.
Big O.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna counter with. I'm gonna step out of the way and punch him.
Help them.
They started their own
problems. I have no idea.
They didn't help, but we're helping each other out, and
they haven't helped us at all. You haven't helped us one bit. It's the fact. When we went to the statue, did anyone help us when we went to the statue? No. They did their own thing. I'm not going to now get them, help them out when they don't help me in it. Fuck them, it's just me and you. That's all I care about.
Surrender now.
He's at 8.
I'm at 5. I don't want to spend my last fate point. I'm going to use my stunt to ignore the stress from one attack.
Okay.
So he aims for my leg, but instead I like sidesteps or just kind of like hits my thigh.
What's the stunt?
Once per game, I can ignore the stress for one attack.
So, you know, the attack doesn't miss. It just, you're able to...
Yeah, so I'm just not saying, not that it missed, but he's going for the back of my knee. Uh-huh. And I move, so he, like, hits my thigh. So it doesn't hurt. I can shrug it off. I mean, it hurts, but it doesn't give me stress.
Well, now that he just made Ryan try to shoot me, I'm going to shoot at him.
I'm going to shoot Ryan.
Nice character.
Can I carefully aim at him?
Just run. Give me one of those guns over there.
2. Let's see.
I'm shooting Ryan.
Heroic under pressure. I could kick that up to a 4.
Okay.
Do it.
Or should I just reroll?
No. Kick it up.
All right.
Yeah.
I think the math from what I heard is like, unless you get a -3,
mm-hmm.
it's better to just kick it up.
Okay. So a 4. Just shoot him. Careful.
Is that the last fate point you want to spend?
I'm getting some strong hints here.
Well, just
you can invoke that.
Or I could be bluffing and trying to get you to burn a fate point.
That's right.
He's running low on fate points, dude.
Yeah, he has already...
He only had 6.
I think, you know, this is the first time I'm firing. I think I'll stick with what I got.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you take a shot at him. And you don't think it went wide, but it kind of sails past him in a strange. You
stop it.
You think you hit him, but you didn't.
Mm.
Or you should have hit him, but you didn't.
You can see if I get distracted. Hey, what's gonna happen if I let all these people out?
Make a flashy.
Well, he's a dry guy.
Make him flashy.
Sure. Three.
He's ignoring you.
Okay. I was thinking, I had any assets I
do. While he's trying to kick Big O, I'm going to try to sneak around behind him and get up real close. Okay.
Right? There's the aspect Ryan put on him.
That's sneaky.
But
that was a minus.
But I'm not outgunned. Exactly.
But he is outnumbered.
Alright, that's plus one.
He's just gonna press the button next time.
He's not looking at you, so you can get a surprise. I'll give you plus two for next turn. Okay, cool. Alright. Let's say he's gonna turn his.
Oh, Will, what are you doing?
I'm going to. So, here's the thing. So I'm arguing with her, and she yells at him. I turn around and go to yell at him, but I accidentally pull my trigger.
You shoot him?
Yeah.
Okay, so forceful.
Forceful. Plus two. Okay, and I'm gonna. So my fate point would be plus two on that. So it's a plus four.
But what aspect are you doing?
Second Amendment Enthusiast.
Mm. Do you want to spend any more?
I don't think this is really going to work.
Okay.
Oh, outnumbered and outgunned.
You have to pay for that, Will.
You have to know that.
So that brings you to what? Plus
six. Six. All right, you sink a bullet into his shoulder. You it hits. He winces, but he's still up.
Huh? That would have. Oh, I thought we were. Oh, damn it! Oh, I hit him.
That was a mistake.
He's gonna turn his attention to you now.
Oh my god.
Okay.
He is going to. So he makes like a Spider-Man motion at you,
mm-hmm.
and from his sleeves, some blades just come flying out at you.
I'm gonna attempt to dodge that.
Yeah, he's nowhere near me.
Quick!
I jump in there.
Plus three.
Okay.
Can I jump in
the way? He's at plus seven.
Yeah.
I can't beat that.
Can I jump in the way?
Go ahead, roll up, jump in the way.
What's that? Quick?
Yeah.
I got a four.
Four? Okay. So. Alright, so this is how we'll do it. So he got a seven.
Yeah.
What did you get, Will?
I got a plus three.
A three? Okay, so if you jump in the way, so that means Will, he got four spin on Will, right? Mm-hmm. You got a plus four, so you can take all four stress.
Okay.
All right, so you, basically you can take as many stress as successes as you got.
Okay.
Which will leave Will with zero.
Right.
Or you could split it between the two of you.
No, she's gonna, she loves her brother, she's gonna take it with her.
Okay, so
that's four.
So you jump in front of her. You jump in front of him, and you're stuck with all of these knives.
I'm gonna punch him again. Well, I haven't punched him yet. So when I say I punch him again, I'm going to try to punch him.
You're an idiot. Stop taking fights.
It's plus three. Yeah, plus three.
You die, why do I always have to save your butt?
You swing at him and he just kind of puts up an arm and blocks it.
Now, I have a question. With my physiology expert stunt, so once we're seen, I may spend a fate point to locate a weak spot on an enemy. How exactly is that? Is that an aspect?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing as Ryan's.
And now, does that take my turn?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'm just going to not do that.
Well, you should do that, because that gives us more things to play off of, and also it'll give you a plus two bonus.
Yeah, then you get a free invoke of it.
Alright, I guess I will then. I'm going to make an aspect.
So, what's a weak point on Luria?
Let's see. Maybe he,
His heel is his Achilles heel.
You know, can I instead take a stress? I'll take a moderate consequence. I think it's more appropriate.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
than stress, because I'm actually getting impaled by stuff.
Yeah, take it however you want.
Pin-cushioned.
Yes, that's exactly what I was
I think it's just more, like, just...
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's more appropriate, I think.
Maybe his hip. Maybe he has a bad hip.
I'm not going to game
the system. There's a bullet on your shoulder.
Stress, which goes away.
I mean, it's not gaming the system. It's how the system works.
Yeah, but I think just...
Okay, so you can say that he has...
He's got a bullet on his shoulder.
Alright, well, the aspect, shoot at the hip.
That's going to be cool.
It's like shooting at the hip.
Has a cut. That's a...
Consequence. All right, and I'm gonna put a few rounds in him.
All right, roll for it.
This is, if you can't hear, we're waving a curse.
Okay. So
hey, we need that.
Plus four, plus my plus two, and I'm gonna use my plus two in my free invoke for another plus two. So that's plus eight.
Nice.
Team.
What the fuck? I'll spend a fate point. Anything to win. Bring me up to plus 10.
All right. So you get six spin on here.
Wow, you're pissed.
You made me shoot.
So we get six shifts. But he also gets spin.
Right. I also get
spin. If you
spin.
Go three over, then you get spin, which is like a critical success or like an extra effect.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan, tell me, describe what happens. You're going to give him a severe consequence.
He dies. Severe consequence, dead.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty severe.
Blow off his shoulder.
Maybe I snuck up behind him, so maybe I put a bullet through his spine. He's
paralyzed.
He's paralyzed now.
The spine, I told you to aim for the hip. Oh, wait.
All right, so you stick
the
gun...
is everyone's weak point.
You stick the gun into his spine, and you pull the trigger, and...
We're all just waiting.
Good night, Chris.
I just been sitting there with his mouth open waiting to say something.
So you don't quite paralyze him.
Okay.
Because
he's a super being.
He detaches his legs.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
That's a cool trick.
So
oh my god, he is a robot.
He has no legs right now.
That's a severe consequence.
So what happened to his torso? Did it just, like, rocket off of his hips, or...?
So he detaches his legs, and...
detach the rear vehicle.
And he's just kind of hovering.
Hovering?
Yes.
And his legs just collapse?
Yeah. But he doesn't have any legs, and you know, obviously he's...
If he's hovering, that obviously doesn't impede him at all.
No, it's going to impede him because...
He's got no legs.
He has no legs. Like, he has much
can't go
more,
upstairs anymore.
He has much more limited range of motion.
He's like Lieutenant Dan.
He can't run a kick line.
He's got no legs.
So wait, like, he can't move at all. He's just hovering in place. Or
no,
is he moving around?
He can move, but, like, he's going to be slower and, you know.
Okay.
Now let's play soccer.
Is he bleeding?
Can't play kickball.
That's how he's propelling himself through his blood.
Yeah.
can't go skiing or roller skating or
gore porn movies.
Yeah, he's rocketing.
It's Myron.
I'll tell you. So he's you look and you see the reason he's hovering is he's using one of his hands. There's an anti-gravity field coming from one of his hands that he's using to...
And we all know exactly what that looks like. No need for a description.
Yeah.
there's a warped-looking...
I said there's no need for a description.
Yeah, we got it.
So he effectively has one hand to use right now.
Okay.
Still say we should shoot.
I'm gonna tell my brother to stay out of the fight. As I'm coughing, I spit blood, and I'm gonna back to the computer. And I want to look at the computer and see if I can see why these people, like what kind of people are in the containers.
Because
I'm trying to see, like, what the consequences of like, these guys are, like, are they, you know.
Okay, so make me clever.
Nothing to do about it.
Okay, so I'll get to you in a second. Will, what are you going to do?
She's telling me don't fight, but he just stabbed
your sister.
Stabbed my sister.
Bunch of time.
I jumped in the way to protect you.
Still hit me. Still hit my sister.
Your brother's an idiot, but
yeah.
But he's your brother.
But he's your brother.
Why did I beat him off to get his sword? I knew he was gonna stab himself.
So what are you gonna do?
Definitely one thing.
Damn.
I'm gonna fire quickly.
Hey, he fought the Dark Ascent.
Okay, so you
some credit.
You whip out your gun and you take a shot. Go ahead. Yeah, quick shot.
Remember, you have two aspects on him. You can invoke.
Not anymore. That gun's done, isn't it? It's...
No, that I use the free invoke.
No, yeah, he gets a free. It's still there. That we have to pay papers.
Okay.
And I'm shooting at the hit.
Okay.
For plus two.
Four plus two, and it'll be plus four.
Plus four.
That's all I can really manage.
Okay, so you, yeah, you shoot him, and it, you would have hit him if he still had legs.
Can we just say Will shoots his legs?
Sure.
Ah, damn it.
All right, who's going next?
I think that was all of us,
yeah,
right?
So
Oh yeah. So you find a file that basically talks about how Laredo collects people, and he brings them to the island, and basically puts them through all sorts of trials in order to see if they can uncover the mysteries of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are all kept in cold storage. And then once they're ready, like once your experiment is over,
yeah,
he'll pick new people and set them up at the hotel.
I gotcha. So I'm gonna hold on for them.
What?
I'm gonna hold on for them.
Okay.
Anarchy.
What happens to us then in that scenario?
Nothing.
Doesn't say in the file.
Still...
No, not from you freeing them. I mean the file. What's his plan after our experiment's done? What happens to us before he unthaws the next group?
It depends on whether you are successful or not. If you're not successful, you're dead, probably.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna do anarchy then.
Okay.
Put them all free.
Alright, Ryan.
Unlock all.
Yeah.
He's going to propel himself at you.
Okay.
With his fist out. I am going to see. Let's see. I'll just drop. All right. That's a plus one. All right, so take two stress.
Okay.
He spends his last fate point, and he sails into you, and he cracks you right across the jaw.
All right, I'm filling my two stress box.
Good. So he's basically like Supermaning right now, like
mm-hmm.
one arm out. So I'm going to grab his arm, spin him around and slam him into the ground.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, slam.
Yeah.
God.
Plus three.
Got one more fate point.
I know, but I want to save it for something good, not bring it up to a five.
I mean, that might be enough.
Yeah, but it's not going to be enough to end this.
I'll save it from that. I'll go stick with the plus three.
Okay. You can't get a grip on him.
All right.
I'm going to shoot at him.
Roll.
I don't like him. I'm going to carefully aim.
Final boss.
I'm going to... I guess I'll use the free invoke and shoot at the hip to make it not a zero. Or should I just...
You can use it to re-roll, too. Oh, no, not shoot at the hip.
Yeah, you can only tag aspects on yourself to reroll.
All right, I'll just use heroic under pressure to reroll.
You could also, yeah. Well, I guess once you see how you do.
So now the two, and I can use the free invoke.
That you for
sure. Have to make it a four instead of two. I hope that's enough. Probably.
You know what? I'll say since he's been bisected, that is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get a great hit on him, but
right? But
you
is a hit.
Yeah, you take a shot and it hits him. He's not happy about it.
Good. I don't want him to be. He's a shot.
Meyer, how should he feel about it?
Oh.
What?
He got shot. How should he feel about it?
Upset.
Hurt.
No, he should feel happy.
Yeah.
They want more.
So this turn you're going to release them. Last turn,
yeah,
you're
gotcha.
Out.
So this
turn,
this time I'll press the button.
You
should be happy.
Will, what are you doing?
You're going to be.
Your answer is not on the ceiling.
This it is. Starts right there. Did you see it?
Yeah.
No, it's a shoot him.
Yeah. Start from start from the left and trade onto the.
It does say shoot him.
You know, my sisters.
What is Will rolling?
Sacrifice her
forceful?
Well-being.
So you're shooting
protect
him?
Me,
yeah.
Told me to not to fight them, but you know what? Fuck it.
Fucking rolled a four.
Plus two. Karma.
Plus two.
Right, yeah, you miss.
This is destiny saying, don't fight him. Listen to your sister.
Any of you guys get destiny too?
Not yet.
Any other guy? Did you go with this?
Probably going
no.
to.
I'm
considering
the
new game eventually.
Eventually,
I don't know.
Don't get it.
Well, I could get the same one now. There's only two, though.
So he punched me. Did I fall?
No.
No? Okay. In that case, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna bring the butt of my pistol down on the hand that's keeping him up. Like,
you
have a pulse everywhere.
That's forceful.
Okay.
That's horrible.
Okay. That's plus three. And I will use my last fate point. I'll invoke flashback. Why not?
All right. So you slam his hand. He's going to take himself out.
I like playing with the watch.
You shatter his hand and it sputters to it sputters out that weird feel, that weird glow that was coming
from
it fades. And he just crashes to the ground and he's sort of laying there ineffectually.
Good work, guys.
What the hell?
And then you hear an alarm and from up above you hear a metal sound as all of the doors start to rise, and you hear stasis pods opening.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Connie?
No.
Yep.
What's that?
I open all the pods.
What's in the pods?
People.
What kind of people?
The people that would come out when we die.
I roll Laredo over, and I've got my tie off, and I'm just tying his hands.
I want to go treat Connie.
You're tying his hands?
She's pretty wounded.
Well, yeah.
Decided to let everyone out again.
I completely destroyed his...
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
What if those are all Laredo? No, I looked it up. I made sure that before I looked...
Well, we thought that was Tim, too. I'm not trying to be Laredo.
You don't even know what you've done.
And
is that what he says?
Yeah.
So tell us.
You have really no choice right now. You're kind of not doing
anything. I told you.
I had a bit of a hint. It's anarchy, what I just did.
I brought you all here to figure out what's happening on this island.
Yeah.
So that we can use it.
No, see, you didn't say that part.
I tried, and then you punched me.
Yeah.
Because you were being oblique and talking in circles, and it was annoying.
I'm with him. You definitely should have punched him. The
he deserved it.
No.
No.
Wow.
Well, now she has knives on her stomach, so...
I would like to try to treat her wounds.
All right, go ahead. Roll clever.
Is there any wounds... Oh, whatever. Anyway. Plus four.
Plus four?
Yes, that's the thing.
All right, you can downgrade your severe to a moderate.
That was moderate.
It was moderate.
Your moderate to a...
Mild?
Mild. He pulls the knives out and
puts a band-aid on it.
And
I'm a doctor.
Oh, and he gives it a little kiss.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's harassment.
Best medicine.
That's sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have to take it.
No wonder you're like wife left.
So do you know what's happening on this island?
Say no. That's what all these experiments are for.
So how do you know that there's something weird happening then?
Have you been here?
Well, there are experiments that he set up, so maybe that was all stuff he put there.
No. I didn't set up that ship or the dragon or the portal or anything down here. The crystal. Sure, I experimented and brought the pirates here.
Werewolf?
Sure, I built a hotel here, and, well, I ran a little establishment for a while, and,
werewolf.
I know y'all won't believe me, but you came here voluntarily.
No, we believe that.
And, it all began as an adventure, y'all were supposed to come here and I may have undersold how dangerous it was, but y'all wanted an adventure and you agreed to have your memories wiped and you agreed to have your experiences altered so that you would wake up here not knowing who you were and you would have to work to find out who you were.
But why? What? How does that help?
I don't know how it helps you. I guess y'all were bored.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense.
Wait, so we're your rich friends?
Yeah, that's what he said to begin with.
So all these memories that have been coming back, like he said, are those real or are those the things that you changed to put in our heads?
No, those are real. That's who you are, but... It's been a while since those things happened.
It's been a while.
Sometimes Allison will do that, and then she'll go, fucking Meyer.
It's been a while since those things
happened.
It's been a while. Yeah, people take it from you now.
I was doing that before you.
Oh, I started it.
It was Meyer. You may not remember this, but you and I... met at the boxing ring when...
You had someone hit me from behind.
Oh, no, I didn't have someone hit you from behind. That was a... That was a loan shark who you owed money to.
Wow.
I just knew what was going to happen. I warned you.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that.
And, Mr. Daniels...
Yeah.
Who do you think financed your law firm?
Yes, that would be you.
So then we weren't rich.
Not until you met me.
So you were just giving us money?
Oh, no, you earned it.
How?
I don't know. You're a prostitute.
Well, Mr. Daniels, he made a very lucrative career out of being a top attorney. Mm, mm, mm. Mr. LaFontaine.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Well, you're a doctor. You came to work for me at my hotel, at my hospital.
No, I was going to say, wait.
You came to work for me at my hospital.
Mm-hmm. I remember talking to you at one point.
And then after your nervous breakdown...
That sounds like me.
You came to me and arranged for a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mr. Callow, you were nice enough to bring your sister along on your vacation.
Oh. You're rich.
You finally found that invention.
Oh, man, you're rich. See, are you a robot?
No, but, I have some augmentations thanks to your brother.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I kind of figured that. You also said something similar to some another robot I once worked on.
Why did you keep doing that?
I don't know.
Yes. See.
So I'm not rich.
No, yeah, neither am I.
I'm afraid not.
How's it just get plus one?
Doesn't explain me.
Well, let's just say I thought these folks could use some muscle. So I hired you.
More like more reckless. Reckless abandon should be his middle name.
I hoped that together you'd be able to unlock the mysteries of this island.
You just did. Look, I'm letting these old people in.
No, these people are all like you. They're here in groups.
Yeah. And now there'll be more of us.
How long have they been in there?
Well, the reason things have fallen apart is since you came here, there was a little unrest and... Buddy lost his mind, and some of the creatures broke through from the other side, and,
Wait. How long were we in those pods?
Well, I lost count at 1,000 years.
That's a big number.
Oh.
That's a big number.
Cole just drops his pistol.
I drop my gun.
That's a big number. Definitely not. That guy's probably dead by now.
Yeah, I don't think I told you that.
Did you? I thought you did tell us.
You did.
I did?
And you were awake the whole time?
Oh. I was.
Oh.
Not the whole time. I got bored and froze myself a couple of 100 years ago. And well, I knew I had set an alarm which would wake you up so that you could come and wake me up, and I was hoping you would have found the answers, but instead you tried to kill me.
Well, he tried to kill you.
I'm feeling better about that every minute.
I didn't try to kill you, by the way, just up to be clear.
And I just wanted to sock him in the face. I wasn't trying to kill him. Speaking of which, I punch him in the face.
Alright. You knock him out.
I vomit.
Jeez.
Feels about right at the moment. I was drinking also. So.
Could you stop vomiting and maybe patch him up?
Like, stop punching him?
I already did. I only punched him once.
I already did.
Punch him twice.
I missed him the first time.
And when someone's...
That's the first time I actually hit him.
When someone's sick from a horrible thing that they just learned, and they start vomiting, just saying, could you please stop vomiting? It's really going to stop him.
After I knock him out, I give him a slap and wake him back up. Come on. We're not done. Why did you keep us frozen for 1,000 years?
You paid for it. That's what you said.
That we signed up for it. Do we know we're going to be frozen for 1,000 years?
Look, I told you, things got out of hand, and a lot of the guests here were killed, and Buddy lost his mind, and things got out of hand, so I thought it would be best to leave you in cold storage until things settled down.
Who's Buddy again?
He was the guy with the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
So, how long
ago did Buddy go crazy?
Probably. He had that chain.
1,000 years?
Just about.
It was really, it happened shortly after you arrived.
I mean, the chainsaw should have been a clue that he was not...
So why didn't you do anything about it 1,000 years ago?
It got out of hand.
We tried, but...
got out of hand.
Everybody, there's a way out of this.
Kill yourself, that's what you're going to do?
No, no. That guy we found in the tunnels...
Horatio?
What about
those pirates from the 19th century? There's a way to reach back in time on this island. We can go home if we figure it out.
I only know how to bring things here through time. I haven't figured out how to go the other way.
Well, lucky for you, these two are pretty smart.
So am I.
Well, I didn't know that because I've just been thrown out.
Not the whole game.
Maybe.
Well,
I helped fix this shit.
You're smarter. You're more careful.
Perhaps we should go to my residence and see what we can do about finding that doorway through time.
Where's your residence?
I can give you directions if you bring me to your ship.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Let's go.
Is it on the island?
It's the Shard.
Ooh.
You live at the top of it?
More like at the base.
More like the opposite of what you just said.
Yeah.
Well, yes, the top, but the only way in is through the base, which is down here.
Right. Okay. I grab him by the back of his shirt.
It's also like a mile down the ground, too, right? So it's like a 2 mile long shore.
Mm-hmm. So, about this time, people are coming, they're scaling down ladders from the pods, and they're all confused, and, you know, they're walking around, and Chet walks. Oh! It's y'all! And you. You're big.
You're not.
No.
Well, that beard is.
So, do we know who we are yet?
A little bit.
Not yet, but...
he's my brother.
We're getting brother.
Hey, that's Laredo.
Oh, yeah, he's got no legs.
Sure is. Yeah. So how many people are coming out of the pods?
Dozens.
Chet, me and Jarius, my twin brother.
Can we fit them all on the ship?
No.
Jarius is
Chet. He's got a chainsaw. You sleep, but... I will stay hotel.
They all seem to be looking to you for guidance.
Yeah. Well, we don't have room for all these people on the ship.
Yeah, they have a giant ship.
I just said we don't have room for them.
You know what? Sure, why not?
Oh, all right, never mind.
All right, everybody.
It's a spaceship.
The ship is doubles the size.
I was going to say, the way you described it last time kind of made it sound like a starship.
Yeah, like a big empty.
Yeah, yeah, why not? So yeah, you have enough room for everybody.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, then come with us, folks. You're going to get in our spaceship, which is underground.
Yeah. Well,
they all leave.
The world of tomorrow.
Hey. Don't tell them that part.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to figure out a way to get everybody home.
You might not know who you are right now, but I'll slowly come to you. Don't worry.
That's perfectly normal.
I know who I am. And
Bob!
Hello.
Hey, hi, Bob.
Come here, Bob.
You're with us.
Let's go.
But I don't want to... And then...
You're with us. I'm grabbing Bob. Come on, Bob.
Stay put.
All right, so as you're getting onto the ship, you have another flashback.
Ryan.
Yeah. You have a flashback.
Rio.
So... Ryan.
Yeah, I named them after Golf of Space.
Let's... Let's.
He didn't name him after
him. No, I made him after.
So we're coming into endgame. We're in next. I think next episode is going to be the last episode.
Okay.
So Ryan, were you at this flashback? You are going to discover why you came to this island. Okay. Why you came here. What is it that you learned? What is your motivation? At least, so Laredo is under the impression that you came here under your own accord as a vacation. What do you remember happening?
Damn it, Chrissy. Chrissy's good at editing.
I know, I tried to grab it too.
She's better at editing than Ed is.
Yeah.
We'll say that. I was going to say let's bring everybody else into this scene so we don't just end on me.
Okay.
Maybe we're at a cocktail party in an opulent mansion on the cliffs on a cliffside in California somewhere.
Okay.
Cole is standing there. He looks perfect in a very a tailored suit. He's got a martini in his hand. He's just sort of looking completely bored.
I figure Rick is just kind of taking a couple drinks just to. I figure he's still.
Yes.
Coming down, like he's down from the nervous breakdown, but he's still having like little bits of flashback about it, like a little, it's recurring still, so he's trying to drink to get some of the edge off about all the stuff he's dealing with in his life.
Oh man, so this is what happened, this is the kind of fancy smancy parties you get to like, invited to once you get a big invention.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so impressed.
Alright, are you screaming sarcastic again?
100% sarcastic.
I'm pretty sure she's being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Is this before or after we all got our tattoos?
For bliss, form.
Alright, so this is what. So there's a tattoo artist who's currently tattooing you.
Ah, okay. So neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was being sarcastic, kid.
And, yeah, so you're getting your tattoo.
Just can't impress her. Just can't.
Try to.
That's because there's always flaws in everything you make.
Crazy flaws in everything.
You make the same flaw, though. Consistently.
What's the same flaw?
High aggression in your robot.
Fix that.
No.
I fixed the aggression.
No.
That seems like a pretty big flaw.
I fixed the aggression of the robot.
By making it inept.
Not inept. See, you do things.
It has a befuddlement algorithm.
I can. It has a befuddlement algorithm. Nice. I can tell you by the.
He's based off notes.
You should have started from scratch from
office space.
Can tell you by the number of lawsuits against Cala Robotics that.
You based your robot off a pyromaniac from a movie?
Well, I put that part in.
So why
are the lazy
why
do
people buy an inept robot? I still don't get that.
It's not inept.
You just said it was.
No, she said it was.
It's inept.
No, you said you curbed the violence by making it inept.
I didn't make it inept.
But you just said you did.
All right, the word inept is starting to lose all meaning to me right now.
Sorry. No, I said I made it.
It could have been meant so much better of a robot, but instead you were lazy and you took the easy way out, and you just...
I would have had to reprogram an entire thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which took...
And meant 25
years of my life.
A much more superior product than you came out with.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have been that easy. You didn't do it.
Tell ya, I thought...
That's because I don't care about money or robots.
I thought it was a $1 billion idea. That's why I invested in it.
And
listen, Bob works.
You can see how well that's done for me. How that drain that and toss it off the toss
Bob
the glass.
Bob, if he's over there, he's doing fine.
Listen.
Somewhere below, someone dies.
Bob is just standing there with a tray of hors d'oeuvres, grimacing.
Because my look at him. Look at Bob. He's standing there, looking.
Bob, you. The mozzarella sticks are cold.
Just like my soul.
Yeah, see?
You don't have a soul.
Hey, listen, Bob. Don't hit me. See, this is the reason why I didn't make the robot is because I have more social life than my brother here. He likes to stay in my mom's basement doing nothing. At least I am out there playing.
You moved out of mom's basement years ago.
Oh, you're not. That's what you like to tell people.
You made a really good choice for a plus one.
That's because my mom made him. Because otherwise he gets in trouble.
So, Cole, what have you gathered your friends?
This guy has looked both ways when he crossed the street.
Well, obviously we're getting our tattoos, so let's follow the thread of this. Otto talked us into going to the island to take down the raider.
Yeah, so Otto talked us into going to the island, but said that we would have to go circuitously to make Laredo think that we were working for him. But really, we're working for Otto, and to prove it, we're all getting these 421 tattoos.
Yeah.
It
was April 21st, right?
Mm-hmm. You see?
April 12th.
You see,
right,
Doc, you know, the reason why I'm here is because if I'm not here to look after my brother, he gets in trouble. He doesn't take care of himself. He doesn't look both ways when crossing the street. I'm here to make sure he doesn't do anything stupid to get himself hurt.
Like what? Get in a sword fight with a werewolf? Come on.
That sort of thing.
All right, everybody, look. Laredo is old money. He and his family have been on this crazy
crusade,
otherworldly island kick for as long as I've known him. Probably at least as far back as his family goes back. He's been trying to get me to go there for almost 10 years now. Keeps saying that there's opportunity, there's things to capitalize on. And I think Mr. Van Wyck has set it up so that once we figure out what's on that island, we can use it for ourselves.
And we bring Bob with us.
Sure.
Well, he's like immune to the memory.
Oh yeah,
stuff, right?
Program, so that makes
whatever Laredo does to rearrange our memories, Bob will be immune.
Yeah.
So maybe I have an idea. Out of character.
Okay.
The reason you were operating on Bob was a test to see how human he could, if he could, you know, how well he could pass for human.
That's why we did it. That's why it happened so many times. We just hurt the robot.
Yep.
To test it. Oh God, we're awful.
So
people.
So. Otto is sitting
like unknown. Like you didn't know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say we'll say Chet, because Chet is sitting there. Chet
Thank
says.
You.
So. What if we listen? I'm just worried that your robot over there isn't going to cut the mustard, and that you know, this Laredo chap is going to see right through it and
kill us all.
Right. I'd like to run a few tests on Bob, see if he could pass for human, and have any people he fools, maybe send a couple of them out into real life situations.
Mm-hmm. Do we have
Here.
Time for that?
Well, I think we need to make time.
Yep.
All right. Has anyone been approached by this Laredo yet?
Have, this is after this, right?
Like, I know that happened to me. Was that before the situation that we're in right now?
So let's discuss that now. I'm thinking that this is the night before Bob fell into the poison sunak.
I don't know what that means.
Because we established that when you were operating on him, he had just fallen into the poison sunak.
Okay.
So Chris met Laredo. Chris met Laredo on that hike.
Okay.
And then you had your nervous breakdown while working on Bob.
Oh, it was while working on? Okay.
And it was later on. Then your boss was like, oh, go to Laredo and go to the island.
Okay, so, alright.
And Laredo said he bankrolled my law firm, right. So I figured I knew him all along. Okay. I think he's dangerously unstable. He's got something that's worth finding out, but I don't trust him to use it wisely. He's just using us to get it. And that's why I teamed up with Van Wyck, because I feel like...
Can you set up a meeting
tomorrow?
Well, sure. That's perfectly
good. I've always been smarter than
him. I'll tell you what.
He's a tinkerer on the tech.
I'm running a tour group tomorrow.
He has hardware on the software. That's why Bob looks human. Inside, I can make him much
better. How about you sign Bob up for my tour group? And I'll have a conversation with Laredo. Bob will be there. We'll see if... we'll see what Laredo notices.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, Bob can learn.
Listen.
Bob learn how to cook the mozzarella sticks all the way through?
He could. He does have a
good idea. It's a deep fryer. It's not that hard.
I'm just saying, if you let me work in the surf where Bob would have been much better.
I take my half-eaten mozzarella stick and I put it in Bob's pocket. I hate you.
Don't disrespect the robot.
I'm not disrespecting. Me and Bob are friends, right, Bob?
You are a disgusting human in a flesh bag.
Yeah, well, you tried to keep the first Bob 1.0 tried to kill me, and then I put
That's why Bob is always talking about violence, because he still has those tendencies. He just is programmed that he can't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Bob 1.0 tried to kill us, and I just put a... What was the thing?
Chisel.
I put a chisel to his eye. So...
I hate you all.
Yeah.
So we're depending on a psychotic robot to be our ace in the hole.
Oh, he's just gonna say that. He's not gonna do anything.
Never said he was a good psychotic.
Well, yeah.
Well, we could fix some of that.
No, you don't want to make him violent.
No, man, I can make him not say that.
You kept saying you've been working on it for years, and he's
all right. So anyway, Laredo,
this is the best you've got.
Well, they better have an upgrade for him. You don't know that.
Laredo's been trying to use me to...
I actually do have an upgrade for it.
Can I see the code?
Make him some money.
Can we just focus on the plan, please?
Yeah.
You sign Bob up for the tour group. See if Laredo notices that he's an android.
Here.
If not, then we move forward. We implant Bob with... Do we want it out of character? What are we implanting Bob with?
The software update.
Well, the plans.
What plans?
The plans we're going to forget when we go.
Yeah. I do kind of like that. We can keep it vague for now. Mm-hmm. We implant Bob with the memory of the plans, and we slip him into Laredo's little experiment.
He's a robot, too, right? Couldn't we put, like, a pocket inside him with a flash drive or something?
Sure.
In case his memory does get wiped?
Doc, that's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could manage it.
We just tell him to eat it, right? Swallow this.
I'm better to surgically implant it, right?
Yeah.
The robot's got all the necessary plumbing.
We just cut him open. Yeah, he's got no nerve endings.
You know what? I can arrange for a little accident. Have old Bob here sent to... Mercy General.
There we go, and then I've got the implantation from there. I could, I'm all over that.
upgraded his voice software so that he doesn't, you know, threaten anybody.
Well, he's gonna probably get. Well, you do. You try to do that, but.
So. We pull the string tomorrow.
Everybody's ready.
It feels like so. At the the tattoo artist finishes up, and I'm like, yeah, I think we're all good to go.
Well, I think let's drink to that.
Yeah, drinking is a good idea.
Cheers.
Yeah, here.
Come pie.
And we'll fade back to the present.
Cole kind of like pauses on his way up the gangway up to the ship. And he looks down at the pistol in his hand. And he just sort of like shoves it back into his belt and walks up. Puts his hand on Bob's shoulder and says, Bob, we need to have a conversation.
Alright, and we'll end it there. So, that was episode...
part two.
That was episode 3, part 2. So that was Belly of the Beast, part 2. Next week...
Belly of the Boat.
Next time we will have episode 4... The conclusion, which should be one or two parts. I think we'll probably finish up in one session. But what do you guys think?
It's good.
Yeah. I like that it's emerging that we're probably the bad guys.
yeah.
Without my brother here.
Lots of shades of gray.
Yeah.
We have a really...
I have a feeling it's not that we're the bad guys. It's just that there's no good guys.
Yeah.
So let's. I'm just going to add a little detail that may or may not come back later, just maybe to foreshadow. One of you looks at Bob. One of you says, "Oh," turns to the tattoo artist and says, "Oh, let me escort you out." And then, as you're walking out, you turn and you give a wry smile to the rest of the group. And then the tattoo artist is walking in front of you, and just pointedly you walk forward and close the door behind you, and that's the end. And then we can... Yeah, and that's how that'll end.
Big O, he's a more fun.
Yeah. We'll have... Yeah, it'll be you.
Oh, so I killed them?
Maybe.
That's the thing.
All right.
And then we'll decide. If at the end we figure out that you guys are the bad guys, then maybe yes. Or...
There are no good guys.
Only Zool.
Everyone is bad.
All right, so it's coming
guys.
Together.
Only Zool.
All right. I will, anything... Anything that you would like to see more or less of?
No.
All that.
I'm just glad my brother's back.
Yeah. Any final will thoughts?
Nah, I'm too tired.